participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Stop, Don, the rock.
Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
All right, kids. Who had the biggest head in Queens, New York last night?
Yeah!
That's right.
And good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Dumbass and all the ships at sea. Hosts for your Stones and Sticks weekend, here's Todd Bennington and Fez O'Mara.
Thank you, Rob.
I forgot about that.
Hello, and thank you for listening, everybody, to the Don and Mike Show. A new episode on this Thursday, October 11th. And here's your phone numbers. National number 877-365-3636. And from New York, 877-692-1027. We come to you again today from the greatest city in the world, New York, and our flagship station, WNEW. And, yeah, we bowled last night. We'll tell you about that in a minute.
Bowling, vodka. A great combination.
We bowled. We lost.
Yeah.
But not by much.
In the second game, they supported us a 250-pin lead.
Right. Which we were unable to hold.
And we still lost by like 300.
We were killed. We were completely slaughtered.
So in essence, we lost by over 500 in the second game since they supported us 250. However, once we arrived at the bowling alley in Queens, we found out that the guys and girls we were bowling against, they're like amateur champions.
Yes,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, they all delighted in pulling out their wallets and showing us the cards that said, hello, we're, you know, in essence, we are professional bowlers.
Gutter ball record, 0-1.
Rob is working on our stat sheet right now. We'll give you the update on what happened in a moment.
That's 0-1.
Lisa, you and Johnny got the people for Hold It. Whoever's here are going to be the people who are participating in Hold It right now.
All right.
I know there was a giant mob scene down in the lobby with a heightened security. Of course, you just can't walk into the Don and Mike World Broadcast headquarters on West 57th. Ah, there goes Lisa to get the people. All right, well, I guess we'll start with the bowling, and then we'll get right to Don and Mike's Hold It.
Bowling!
Yeah, we were at the Woodhaven Lanes last night. And here's the newsletter that the bowling alley puts out.
Oh, good.
Right. And we got some prime real estate right in the middle of the front page.
Excellent.
Very good. It says, Don and Mike, WNEW-FM, descend upon Woodhaven Lanes at 7:30 p.m.
Right.
This was last night. This reporter has learned the radio personalities,
hey,
will arrive this evening for some type of challenge match. The only thing we know about this duo is that they are the lead-in for the program, Opie and Anthony. Wow, those are impressive credentials.
Oh, God.
Two questions immediately come to my mind. Who the hell are these guys? And how bad can they be that they book Woodhaven Lanes with a seating capacity of, 10 if they don't drive cars for their big showdown? Now, this is on the goddamn newsletter for the lanes we played at last night.
Yeah, nice warm welcome. We appreciate that.
We went to the WNEW website to try to learn something about Don and Mike. Big mistake. Not a single bit of information about them or their show.
Yep.
The only thing we found is that the Don and Mike gutter balls take on the aggression in the first Don and Mike bowling competition in New York.
And they even got their own team wrong. It's the aggravation.
No. Typical Woodhaven Lanes move. They can't even manage to keep our lanes in any sort of good repair. Now they're inviting some quasi-celebrities to screw things up a little more on our Wednesday night.
Wow.
Let's hope they get lost and don't show.
Wow.
The editor would probably get better ratings and a bigger crowd than these guys.
Hmm.
Bet that Don and Mike don't have a newsletter.
Man, oh man, I didn't know it was that hostile.
You did at one...
Yes,
so they could hang it on the wall in the bowling alley.
That's okay. I'm told the newsletter busts everybody's chops, so join the club.
Hey, but it's cool, you know, and the reaction we got and the response we got last night was terrific.
Yeah, you know, there was a couple hundred people that showed up last night to watch the bowling match, and frankly, you know, we did it just to get out and have a bowling team.
It was a blast.
And we got our asses absolutely handed to us.
God,
last
do
night.
I not know how to bowl, though.
I agree.
Oh, you.
You, no. I got it. My bitch is with you.
You too.
That once.
So are you saying you agree that I don't know how to bowl?
No, I was saying that.
Okay.
I was saying that, but I'm also saying that here I am doing at least a respectable job of bowling.
Yes.
When you decide to heckle me. You know, you're on my team.
Yes.
You're on my team, but you're heckling me.
I don't think of it as heckling as much as just a kind word.
Oh, no. A kind word, right as I'm like Fred Flintstone on my tippy toes, going up just as I'm about to let the ball go. Mike says something that makes the ball like go 2 inches to the left and directly in the gutter.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah, you're not fair.
I know.
You're not fair. And today I get my retribution when I announce to the world that in the first game,
yes,
Buzz beat Mike.
Oh, I thought I beat him.
No, Buzz had a higher score than you in the first game.
At one point, I think I did, but by the end
he didn't beat you.
Really? However, I did beat Mike and everybody else except you in the second game.
That's the truth.
Oh,
that's
right. Really?
Yes. And Buzz gets most improved bowler as he improved his score by 17.
So how are you doing with the statistics? Since Don and I were discussing at the end, you know, we compete against the other team, but what we really do is compete against
each other. Hold on. You know what? Before we get to the stats, let's bring in some of the people who we bowled against last night. We have Laura and Paul. They're not husband and wife. They're
fiance.
Hey, Paul and Laura, you there?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hi. Yeah, you kicked our asses.
Yeah, but you were looking good last night in those shirts, though.
Oh yeah, our gay bowling shirts. We walk into this.
Nobody had uniform.
No, we walk into the Woodhaven Lanes, and I mean everyone's got like NYPD T-shirts on, or just like jet shirts or whatever.
Yeah, nobody's wearing a uniform except the gay caballeros.
Come in with our queer uniform. Oh, hold on. I got more people, too. Joining us also, let me see, line 5 and line 6, it's D and Pops.
Hey, and Pops, so the whole team's on. Where's Eddie?
Hey, you guys.
Eddie.
Hi, guys.
What's up?
Hi.
Eddie. D.
How you doing?
Doing okay.
Hi, Pops.
What's going on?
Well, yeah, Pops, I'm still afraid of Pops.
Yeah, Pops might be mobbed up.
Oh, so you finally learned the family secret.
Yeah. Now, I want to start.
Right. Hey, guys, we found the heredity trait between Paul and Pops.
Oh, don't start you.
What?
I fell last night in my league.
During his league bowling last night.
Oh, yeah, because Pops fell down when he was bowling against us also.
Pops took a tumble, that's correct.
I mean, let me just tell you something about these guys that we bowled. It was Lauren Paul and Dean Pops and Eddie, who's not on the phone right now. These guys, they do this crazy thing when they throw the ball. It goes all the way to the left.
Yeah, it hooks.
Right at the last minute.
Scary hook.
It hooks, and it goes towards the middle, and they got, like, strikes every time.
It's incredible. They were just a complete wrecking crew for our team.
And, guys, now, give it to us. What did you think of us as a bowling team? Each of you, Paul, Laura, Pops, D.
There's definitely potential there. No, really.
Paul, that's very kind of you.
No, really. There
be
is.
Honest. Be honest,
no,
Paul.
No, I'm being honest. Some of you guys flat out stunk, but there's definitely potential. Hmm. There's definitely potential for you guys. You guys can win a couple matches.
Yeah, you know, next time we got to play guys who have not, like, won championships.
Yes, please. Well, I think that's you get better if you play the good people, though.
Listen,
you know, you
Mike's
get better.
Got that form when he bends really low, too.
Nice.
Hey, D, thanks, sweetie.
Anytime.
You know, hey, D, let me ask you a technical bowling question. When I go down low, do I bowl better?
You look gorgeous from behind.
That's all she cares about.
I think he was talking about my one between the legs move that I did.
Hey, Pops, are you there?
I think if you guys did more shots before you started, you would have did better.
Probably.
Pops, here's a plug for you. Pops has a nightclub. You pronounce this place Eliphas? Is that how you pronounce it?
Eliphas.
This place is in Bayside on Northern Boulevard. I just want to say that they get the Don and Mike seal of approval.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Club Eliphas. Okay. See, didn't I tell you I'd give you a club plug, Pops?
Cool.
All right, there you go.
Cool, you better.
Yeah, because
he's you're afraid of him.
Yeah, you're goddamn right of that.
Last night.
Yeah, Pops didn't do so good in league ball.
Now, what happened in the league? When you guys played us, you killed us. What happened when you went to the league?
Tucking us out.
I bowled better.
You bowled better?
Yeah.
You're good, D.
Yeah.
I was too shy, but I bowled better.
I think we got, as far as the order of, well, everybody bowled well, but I think Pops and D were... Yeah, the real pros.
Oh, and don't forget Laura.
Yeah, Laura did a good job, too. I mean, it took a long time for that ball to get down to the pins, but when they, you know, because she's very small, but when she got to the pins, I mean, bingo, lots of strikes.
And that's your regular lane, right? That's where you guys normally play?
Yeah.
Hey, how come they trashed us in this newsletter?
They trash anybody they can get their hands on.
Oh, all right.
It's a friendly trash. It really
okay, it's
is.
A friendly trash.
They're
good
a nice
stuff.
Group of guys.
All right, I got you. Well, you know, our record is officially now 0-1.
0-1, the aggravation handily defeated us, even with spotting us 250 pins in the second game.
But we do thank you for your hospitality. We did have a great time with these guys.
Yes. 400 pins.
Next what? Time for him when we have the rematch.
We'll take
anytime.
It.
Anytime.
Absolutely.
Okay, you got it. Good luck to you guys.
All right, thanks for coming.
Bye-bye.
Care.
They couldn't have been nicer. We spent,
Paul Pops, D, and who else was there?
You're forgetting Eddie.
Eddie, who
wasn't on the phone, but Eddie was also a killer, one of those guys.
And Laura, Paul's fiance, right?
Eddie's another one of those guys. He throws the ball, it looks like it's going to be a gutter ball, and then, like, at the last minute,
it cuts across.
It goes right to the middle, and boom, knocks them all down.
A lot of southpaws on that team.
I've decided what I'm going to do for our next match. I'm going to get a lighter ball.
Really?
Yeah,
why?
Because I couldn't control that ball. It's too heavy. I usually bowl with a lighter ball when I'm bowling.
You look good with that ball. I think.
Really?
Yeah, I think
you're... Big red, white, and blue ball.
Thank you.
It was
hideous, wasn't it?
How was the scoring? Let's get the scores for each game.
All right, you want just individual scores?
No, well, let's start with the team scores. How bad did we lose in both games?
In the first game, we lost really bad. Our team set was 521 pins. So that's between five players, roughly averaging 104 per person.
Oh, all right.
They scored 854 pins. So by five, what is that? That's
Don't worry about the
it's
average.
Much higher.
Just give me the scores.
Okay.
Right. He gets into a frenzy with
so
it.
So we lost the first game by 300.
That's
yeah,
true.
We got our ass kicked.
333, if you want to split hairs. Don, with three spares, two strikes, including a doubleheader. Nicely done. Two splits, sorry to say, and a score of 132.
Thank you. High score.
High score in the first game. Right.
Thank you, everybody.
Good
this
job.
Was our,
thank
you. We'll go by the lineup of this, of the way we did this. Buzz, with two spares, one strike, oh, one God. Split, and a score of 88. But again,
Buzz.
Most improved.
Yes, yeah. Buzz.
All right, very nice, Buzz.
Lisa, who let you down perhaps almost as much as me, with one spare, two strikes, one split, and an 84. So she trailed
an 84
Buzz
for Queen Lisa.
Yeah. I had three spares, no strikes, no splits. I did count 10 on one spare, score of 112.
112 for Robbie, nice score of 100. Okay.
And Mike O'Mara with spares, zero spares, two strikes, but no splits, throwing accurate balls down there, 105.
105, yeah. All right, so a lot of people got over 100 in the first game.
Right. And I don't know if we perhaps grew tired or perhaps we had a lot of beverage, but
well,
our scores...
I know that we took a real nosedive in the second game.
Buzz, were you drinking? Because you're the only one who improved on our team.
I actually did have a shot between the first and second game, and I think that's what helped.
Well, the difference of our team was 231 pins. When you add the 250, we lost by 581.
581.
So we lost by 500 in our second game.
I'm sorry, 481. But at that point...
Still, it's five. You rounded out as five. We lost by 500.
It doesn't matter. I had in the second game three spares, no strikes, one split, a 97, a decrease of 15 pins.
Now, Rob had been moved up to lead.
Right, based on the scores in our first...
Don had been moved to the top position of anchor, and I had been demoted from my anchor position down to, what, number three?
You'll be pleased to know my average right now, 104 and a half.
Okay, that's your average.
All
right, two games.
That's right. The average, 104.
Lisa, no spares, no strikes, one split, 61, taking a 23-pin tumble.
Ouch.
And her average of 72.5.
Okay.
We can use this to figure our handicap next
good,
time.
Good, excellent.
You know, if our handicap gets any bigger, we're going to get to park right by the front door.
Very good.
Buzz, good game, Buzz. Yeah. Three spares, a strike, no splits, 105, and an increase of 17 pins,
hey,
putting his average at a handy 96.5.
Way to go, Buzz.
Nice average, Buzz.
Mike O'Mara, our four-slot clutch bowler. One spare, two strikes. And when you put some balls behind the ball, you were knocking the pins
everywhere.
I got
two strikes in the second game?
Yes, you did. Oh. One split, 104, down one pin. Your average, Mike, 104.5.
Oh! All right.
And Don,
yeah,
one spare, three money strikes. No splits, 115, down 17 pins from your first game, but you hold on to anchor at a 123.5.
Hey. Hey. Who's surprised there, huh?
Not
there
you go.
Not me. You're goddamn right, not me. And I just want to say it could have been even better if not for Mike effing with me.
Well, my second game could have been better, too. There was one particular heckling round where you brought up the ex-wife, and that was an automatic gutter ball when you did that.
It was only a heckle in response to your heckle.
I understand. We will help each other more in the next
Let's
contest.
Please try to.
Absolutely.
So we got killed. Now, we also had Johnny from WNEW, our helper with
right,
us, our
right.
Kato Kalen, and Justin, who really was like a...
On fire!
He was a round peg in a square hole.
Just a dynamo.
He, the poor guy, I mean, I think as soon as he got done with us, he went to church.
Yeah, I believe so.
I mean, the guy, he was a great guy.
He was slightly overwhelmed by our traveling road crew.
A great helper, but not one to party. We get done with the game, and we tried to go to a club. We tried to go to the China Club, which was closed. So what we did was we all came to WNEW and we made a brief appearance on the Ron and Fez show last night.
We stormed their show.
So then after we get done with Ron and Fez, you know, everybody's ready just to say goodnight.
Right.
Except for Lisa,
mm-hmm.
who, you know, we either, one of two things, either Lisa has incredible metabolism.
Right.
Or she's like the modern day Karen Carpenter.
Or she'll be dead in 2 days.
Because the girl eats like a horse. Rob and I had breakfast with her today. Someone's asked me what Lisa had for breakfast. I said everything.
Yeah, true.
She eats like a horse.
What did she eat for breakfast this
She
morning?
Had three eggs,
Jesus.
Bacon,
bagel,
and
polenta.
Bagel, yeah. And I mean, she was, you know, eating the napkins before we
right.
left the place.
Right.
She drinks like a fish last night. She's drunk out of her mind. Yeah, look at her. Look at the girl. So
yes.
She's the only one that wants to continue. And like when we're coming back last night, Lisa's like rolling the windows down and yelling stuff at people. And
yes,
we're
driving pointing by. At people out the window.
She was pointing at people. She was going, come on! Don't you want me?
Yeah.
Look at me.
Yeah.
Look at me.
And we know the only thing you should really yell out of a limousine is, "Hey, fat lady, buy that chair."
Oh. Yeah. That was on the way in.
Well, we all did that though.
Right. And then we thought the fat lady was getting up to come and yell at us.
No. There was this broad. We drive by this furniture store. The woman weighed about 400 pounds. She had a cane. Well, because she was fat.
Right.
She was sitting like in a Barclay lounger.
And we were telling her, urging her to buy it.
And we were all screaming from this, from Richard's limousine, buy the chair.
And then to demonstrate what pussies we are, the woman slowly got out of the chair and started to walk out of the store. And we rolled up the window quickly, thinking she was coming to attack us.
Run the red light.
Richard,
run
it. Go.
She's coming. Go. She's coming, Richard.
Go. So, we get back, and Lisa's the only one that wants to continue the evening, and she went out with John. Now, poor John had the crap beaten out of him by Lisa.
Right.
I mean, I don't know if you've heard about John's night.
I did not hear about it. I have no idea what happened last night.
Well,
I wanted to go out to a club.
John had a night and a night and a night with Lisa.
Night.
Tonight, last night.
Here comes Johnny. Here comes Johnny slowly walking into the studio.
Now, listen, John has a reason for moving slowly today.
Really?
Well, I'm the worst person because if someone says, let's go out drinking, I go. It doesn't matter what time. It doesn't matter where I've gone all day.
You're a good guy.
So these two, we get down with Ron and Fez, and we all part company. At about 11, Lisa and Johnny go out. Where'd you go, to an Irish bar?
Went to McGee's, which is about a block away.
McGee's, right there. There's trouble.
Okay, so they go to McGee's, and the way that I understand the story is that they go pounding some more,
right.
And then at one point, John says, I got to get home. It's like my train ride is an hour to get me home. John gets on the train. He's so hammered and he's so tired that he sleeps through his stop.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I totally sleep through my stop. It's not like I wake up a stop beforehand and say, hey, I got time. Missed every stop.
Oh, my God. You went to the end of the line?
Almost the end of the line.
Oh, my God.
And that's the last stop. Wow. So I missed everything.
So he wakes up and he goes, oh, Christ. You know, I'm like 10 stops past my stop.
Oh, God. Just
get on the train, turn around and come back. What time did you finally get home?
About 3:15.
3:15. Well, I'm glad you made it into work today, Johnny.
And what time did your girlfriend wake you up?
4 a.m. because she comes back from work at 4.
Uh-huh. And you know, I came in the building today probably at about 10:15, and Johnny was here already. Yeah. So way to go. Good job.
Yeah.
Nice job, Johnny.
So you are now among the men who have officially been worn out by Lisa Herndon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Worn out.
I mentioned I made him stop and so we can get pizza?
Yes.
Jesus. That girl needs to eat.
Jesus. See what I mean? Uh-huh. She is like some kind of scientific experiment.
This is the same woman who ate a chili dog like 20 minutes after the Palm restaurant.
And that's right. I went on a walk and was hungry.
And what's your waistline, Lisa?
Oh, honestly. I don't know.
About
like
19,
like a zero? Negative numbers?
Yeah.
Negative numbers?
Man, must be frequent BMs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure. 5-6 a day.
she had to leave breakfast today with Rob and I to come up and have a nice BM.
If I say I'm going to the 10th floor, that means I'm going.
Very good. Outstanding job last night.
Both of you don't look too worse for wear. You look like you're hanging in there
great.
A little bit.
The problem is I have a lot of practice at this.
Ah, good, Johnny. Good. You'll fit right in with this crew.
Yeah, John looks all banged up. Lisa looks okay.
I mean, we were the biggest bunch of, obnoxious, loud henchmen coming out of that bowling alley singing to the oldies. You know? Still the one. And that your buddy, what was his name?
Justin.
Funny, I don't remember it. he was just looking at us like, Jesus, what the hell is wrong with them?
They're having fun. Oh, is Justin here?
Yeah.
Oh.
I even said to him, like, he's a straight edge kid, so it means he doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink.
Well, good for him. Good for him.
I can't imagine a worse bunch of group of people a straight edge person should hang out with.
Trying to bust his balls like the. I said, son, have you ever been laid? And he looked at me straight face. He goes, oh, yes. I've had the same girlfriend for 6 years.
What he said, what I remember this. I remember this part. He said, do you have sex? Yes, just not promiscuous sex.
Right. There he
That's
is,
what
right.
it is. Straight edge kid. Good for you.
Justin.
For you.
Hi, Justin.
Hi, how you doing?
Now, the tattoo would not indicate. You see, that sort of says wild man. You see, is that the one area where you just kind of let it all hang out?
Loose.
Is that where you cut loose? Is that where the rebel in you comes out? You know, that right arm. And it's only on your, is it only on your right arm?
Yeah, I got some of my legs and stuff.
On your legs.
When we parted company last night, did you immediately burst into flames, or did you have to go douse yourself in holy water?
No, I'm not religious at all. Actually, I'm just not into drugs and beer and stuff.
And booze.
Good man.
And fun.
Well, you know, I guess when you look at us, we must. Do we repel you when we're behaving?
You guys aren't that bad.
Really. What was your thought when we were in the ride back from Queens? You know, when we were like morons singing to Still the One.
I'm into that. I'm into talking up records and stuff. I like that stuff.
You know, outside of the drugs, you would have every single vice known to man. Well, no, because, I mean, would sex be a vice? So there's no sex going on in the limo. But you had...
Speak for yourself, Mark.
Don, I didn't see your side of the limo.
Well, you know, the guy from Vivid Video came down and gave...
Oh, my God.
Gave each of us this packet of DVDs and,
right.
like, skin magazines and stuff. So we each had a packet of pornography to bring home with us.
And I got cookies, too.
Really? From the porn guy?
Some shortbread cookies.
Oh, my God.
And did you eat them all yet?
Almost.
Go figure.
Wait, you got to wash the chili dog down with something.
That's right.
And the pizza she had after the pizza she ate at the bowling alley.
Good pizza at the bowling alley.
Yeah,
good food in general.
They could not have been nicer. Well, thank you all. It was a great debut. Cool.
Thank you,
for
Justin.
For Don and Mike's Gutter Balls. Next week, here we go. Burke, Virginia.
Yeah. Okay, we're ready for Burke.
We're going to be in Burke, Virginia next Wednesday night. That's our regular bowling night now.
By that time, I'll have my customized 3-pound ball.
A duckpin ball. Wednesday night, Don and Mike Gutter Balls taking on a soon-to-be-announced opponent. I don't know the name of the team. I think it's an all-girls team that we're bowling against.
Oh, fantastic. Well, that means we'll get killed worse.
Next Wednesday night when we bowl at Burke, Bowl America.
BBA.
And that's in Burke, Virginia. We will see you there next Wednesday night at 9:30.
One last statistic, or a few back.
You have some more stats there,
yeah,
Rob?
If you want to have these mull around in your head. We could have won last night if we improved our average each by 95.16.
Oh, my God.
So we only, I mean, that's just, you know, so if we can each go better by 100. We
do you have the strikes and spare leaders? Dom was the point leader, right, for the both games?
Yes, I'll have that for you in 1 second. I do want you to know the proper handicap for our second game last night should have been 351 pins, which is 75% of the difference.
Wow. Let me see. I want to thank our sponsor, Chantilly Bowling Supplies, and our shirts courtesy of www.sonicpromos.com. Mm-hmm.
Boy, I have to get my shirt laundered by next Wednesday.
No, you don't.
We're all wondering how those shirts are going to hold up, weren't we? We were speculating. Yeah,
there's a chance they're going to end up like little boy shirts. I got a feeling you wash that and throw that baby in the dryer, and it's right. Going to like shrink like it'll fit like a G.I. Joe doll.
I think they right. do have a. It's cotton and paper, right?
Yeah.
That's what those shirts are made out of.
Yeah.
A paper blend.
So, are the guys here for Dynamite Hold It?
I think we have six guys for
six
that.
Guys. All right. Well, let's bring them in. I want to get this started now. We actually should have started this before the show actually got going here because. I know a lot of people have been wondering what's up with Donna Mike's holding. Hey, you were down in the diner before. You were like, hey, Rob, this guy was sitting at the table away from us in the diner.
You were sitting at the table away from me, so I don't know.
Look at these guys.
Come on in, guys. Everybody step up.
All right, hi, gentlemen. How's it going, fellas?
You don't want these guys.
Look at these guys.
All right, dudes, one at a time, step up and tell us your names, please. We'll start with you in the Guinness shirt there.
All right, I'm Bart.
Bart, where are you from?
Jersey.
Nice to meet you, Bart. Okay, you, how you doing?
Hey, I'm from East Hills Mars, New York.
And what's your name?
Hector.
Hector. All right. Hector. All right. Okay, who's next?
Dan.
Dan, where are you from, Dan?
You know, we got to point out the fact that most of these guys could kick our ass in this studio right now.
Oh, really? You think not? I think that's Dan.
Right,
and
Dan.
Who's next? Hi.
Dean from Jersey.
Dean from New Jersey. Nice to meet you, Dean. Okay, and you with the backwards hat?
Justin from Jersey.
Justin, we got a rule on the show. Turn the hat around.
You got to turn the hat around when you're
wear like a ball player.
There you go.
And you in the FDNY shirt?
Dennis from Bricktown, New Jersey.
Now, Dennis, you're a fireman, or are you just a fan of the fire department?
I'm a fan of the fire department.
All right, nothing wrong with being a fan of the fire department.
Everybody's wearing the fire department stuff, and that's fantastic.
Okay, so what is Don and Mike's Hold It?
Yeah, I'd be happy to explain.
It's a chance.
I seriously have never had you hold a secret.
Obviously. It involves the bladder.
Right.
And here's the deal. It's now, what time is it? It's 11:26.
Right.
Here's the challenge for each of you guys. Over the next, the show's going to be on the air for the next 4 hours.
Right.
Each of you take a 1 liter bottle of Evian. You're going to be required to drink the bottle of Evian in 3 minutes.
All right.
We'll do it on the air right here. If you don't drink it in 3 minutes.
You're out.
You're out.
Okay.
10 minutes from now, you will come back in and you will drink another 1 liter bottle of Evian in 3 minutes.
I like it.
10 minutes after that.
Yes.
You will come in and drink another liter bottle of Evian in 3 minutes.
Fantastic.
I will pay $1 a minute as soon as you drink the first one for every minute you hold it. Meaning if you go till the end of the show, each of you can walk out today with $240.
Now conceivably, if they were all, you know, able to handle this, they could all walk away with some serious money today.
Now, and I'll offer you this, guys, also. If you want the chance to walk out with, 240 times 2, that's 480. If you want to double up and drink 2 bottles of water every time, and you get to the end of the show, I'll pay you $2 a minute, and you'll walk out with $480.
But that has to be for the entire time. You have to make that call. It's almost like gambling, right?
And if you guys have to pee, you got to run here in the studio and just say, that's it, I quit, I'm going to the bathroom.
There will be no peeing in the pants, correct?
In extreme circumstances, if it happens, it happens.
Like, if there's a big wet spot running down somebody's right leg and they're saying, nothing's wrong.
Disqualification.
Disqualification.
Immediate disqualification. So that's the rules for Hold It. Is everybody ready? Are you guys ready?
Are you guys all up for the challenge?
Of course.
All right, very good.
Well, then what we're
Hector,
gonna do is...
you up for the challenge?
Yeah, why not?
All right, no problem.
All right, we're start the music here. You're going to have 3 minutes to drink 1 liter of water. If everybody's ready, let's go. Start drinking.
All right.
Ah.
Now they're all nice and relaxed right now.
Now, the first one's going to go down nice and easy.
These guys crack me up.
The first one's going to go down nice and easy.
Sure. And it's about the third one, I think. Now, and, of course, we don't know if anybody's decided to double up. I guess they'll have to decide.
We'll find out.
One guy's going, no way.
We'll find out when they're done with the first bottle.
You know what I'm curious is if anyone had the foresight to take a leak before they came in here.
Oh, yeah. A bunch of hands. Everybody did.
Four of the six guys. Hector, I'm getting the impression you're not up for the challenge.
Is Hector?
All right.
He wanted a nice salty pretzel.
Well, what was that, Hector?
I don't believe Hector. Bart has finished the liter bottle.
All right. Bart has already done.
Bart, I guess you've got plenty of time if you wanted to go for
the
two.
Let me ask you something. Bart, do you want to double up?
No, he's chosen not to.
All right. Hector.
Dan, is it Dan?
Hector?
Dan has finished the liter bottle.
Dan, do you want the opportunity to double up?
Slow and steady wins the race.
Slow and steady wins the race.
I think that's good strategy.
Now, listen, each of you guys, if you go through the whole show, each of you guys will win the same amount of money. We're not going to have just one winner on this.
That's the best way to do it.
There's a chance we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We got six guys. We could end up giving away like over $1,500 today.
We got a few guys. We got about 3 or 4 guys left. Hector does not seem to be even willing to drink his water right now.
Hold on. What was that step? I can't hear you. What'd you say?
How much time we got left?
Oh, you got a 1:30 left.
Are you not already? He's pacing himself.
Oh, he's just waiting.
Okay. It is a lot. You know what? It doesn't seem like a lot, but in 3 minutes, it's a lot of water. The second go-round is going to be difficult.
And, Mike, what they don't know is that in hour number two, you'll only have two minutes and 30 seconds to drink the water.
Right.
And in hour number three, you'll only have 2 minutes to drink the water.
Oh, wow. Fantastic.
It's pressure. It's true pressure for these guys.
You know,
1 minute left. 1 minute left for this round of Hold It.
That's real.
Who's coming? Yeah, you got a question?
Yeah.
I said, who's coming in second place behind me?
Oh, you're already stepping up and saying you're going to be the winner.
100%.
There's a challenge.
100%.
Well, then why don't you double up if you're sure?
Like I said, slow and steady wins the race.
You know, Don, we didn't discuss this, but I was thinking at some point during the game, just to add a little, I thought I'd hold that up to you.
Dip their hands in warm water?
Perhaps a bowl of warm water.
Let's see how they do.
All right, very good.
Let's see how they do here.
Or perhaps calisthenics.
Is everybody done with their first bottle of water?
All right, guys.
All right, that's it. Get
a round of applause. Get out of here.
Good job. We will see you guys in 10 minutes.
Now, somebody's got to monitor them. Make sure that there's no cheating. They all have to stay in the same area.
And they can monitor each other.
Yeah, monitor each other.
Johnny's outside with these guys.
Hold on. You wanted to say something? What's your name again? Dennis?
I called you guys at the first day squad when the tragedy happened.
Right.
And you guys heard the sirens in the back and stuff.
Right, right.
Well, you guys did a really good job.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you very much.
A month ago today. Thank you.
I just wanted to say that.
I hope you're able to hold it today.
Appreciate it.
And just try.
All right, and the fact that you said that doesn't get you any brownie points.
No.
I mean, it's worthwhile.
Or yellow points.
Yeah. So, it's now 11:31.
Oh, this is terrific.
At 11:41, I mean, right out of our next stop set, we're going to bring him in and have him drink again.
Perfect. You really thought this out.
Yeah, use the noodle. Don and Mike's hold it.
These games work real well if you don't let me get involved.
And just wait. just wait for another hour or so. And the best part is, by the time Mankind gets here today, Mick Foley's coming in.
Right.
These guys are going to be dancing around like girls.
Be fantastic.
Holding their wieners.
Very good.
You know, because they have to go number one.
Hold it.
All right, so that's how we play Hold It. And you will be able to actually hear the drama that is Hold It, as every 10 minutes these guys come in. Now remember, for the first hour, they get 3 minutes to drink the water. Second hour, 2 minutes and 30 seconds. Third hour, 2 minutes to drink the whole bottle of water.
It's going to be interesting to watch them go and see how they do.
Clear the lines now. Lisa, Johnny, let's get a call. 100. Prize package selected especially for you. Phone number 877-365-3636. That's the national number. Here in New York, call 877-692-1027, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I had sex with him for about a year and a half. I liked having sex with him.
Thank you.
He wasn't afraid of experimenting.
Well, yes, I was.
I like men like that.
Like Don.
Men who give me pleasure.
I did that.
He gave me a lot of pleasure.
Yeah.
Brain dead bitch.
Hey, Rob. Come here and feel this. The Don and Mike Show.
And that, she got the Sharon Stone's the one with the juice on her brain, right?
She got a leaking head.
Sharon Stone talks about sex with Don Geronimo.
She got the leaky head. Let's do a call 100 right now. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, who's this?
This is Myrna.
Hey, Myrna, hi, honey. Where are you from?
I'm from the Bronx.
Myrna, you call 100, you're a big wiener.
Oh.
Myrna.
Yeah.
Myrna. You've won the Mind of the Married Man prize bag. The Mind of the Married Man, new comedy series on the HBO.
Hey.
Watch new episodes tonight. Tonight, Thursday night, 9 Eastern, 8 Central on HBO. And Myrna, you won the Corona prize pack. Ice cold Corona Extra, Corona Light. Relax and enjoy a Corona. Thank you, Myrna.
Great. Thank you. So excited. I'm a great fan.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Thank you for listening.
Thanks.
We do appreciate it. We appreciate all the phone calls. We love taking your phone calls. Phone number 877-365-3636. That's the national number from New York. Call 877-692-1027. It's time once again to break in for an emergency edition of Bladders Held Hostage.
Very good.
Let's bring in our six or seven guys?
I think it's six guys.
Mm-hmm. Six guys. Come on in now, fellas. Everybody gather around and get ready for your second
liter
bottle of Evian water.
How y'all feeling? Anybody? Yes, go ahead, Dan. Speak into the microphone.
What, Dan? Yeah. It's not the urination that I'm afraid of. It's what happens if we throw up, just the sheer capacity of my stomach.
What do you think?
If you throw up, you're still in the game.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
all right. But listen, you can't
induce vomiting.
No, you know what? No, and if you're going to puke.
I agree, Rob. I think we ought to eliminate vomiting from the... I think vomiting would also be...
Yeah. I think vomiting should be a disqualification because if you induce it...
You can... Hold on, listen. You can induce vomiting and stay in this game all day.
It's the same way of eliminating...
Yeah.
If you eliminate fluid...
Okay. Vomiting also not in the equation.
What happens if we just drink right now and throw up? It's not induced. Just in my stomach.
No.
You'll be disqualified.
If you expel fluid, you're out.
Start paying it, just start...
Well, you don't have to chug it. Don has given you a time allotment where you don't have to totally chug.
You have 3 minutes right now.
Right. Can they stay in the game if they replace what they throw up?
No.
What are we going to do?
Vomiting is a disqualification.
Are we going to take the puke and pour it in a bottle and say this is how much you owe us?
I'm just asking. You got to simplify these contests, and vomiting is a disqualification.
That's right. Anytime you expel fluid out.
Not the urine. It's the vomiting that's going to get us.
Fluid stays in.
All right, you're troubled.
But either way, I just want to say, if you're going to puke, do it in here on the air.
Right.
Okay? You got it.
Are you ready, guys?
Yeah.
And here we go. You got 3 big minutes to puke. To drink.
You know, guys, as you're drinking this, it reminds me of a trip I once took to Niagara Falls.
Niagara Falls!
And the water, I don't know how many thousands of gallons of water go over the falls, but man, it's significant.
Tonight's in Survivor Africa, and I know they're going to be doing the stuff where they're jumping over waterfalls.
Right.
Hey, drink up. Don't just look at me. Drink up, man.
And as you're drinking, Dan, are you going to bark?
No, I'm not going
to. Dan's very close to puking already.
No. I just know that my stomach capacity is not that big.
As you guys are drinking and holding your bladders, listen to this sound.
Now, keep in mind, for the first hour of the show, they're going to have 3 minutes to drink a liter of water every 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
As we get into hour number two, it's going to go to 2 minutes and 30 seconds. Hour number three, 2 minutes.
Hector, how you doing, man? Are you all right?
Hector,
sorry.
You okay? Hour number four, they're going to have a minute 30. Now, by my math here, if these guys drink 4 liters of water an hour, or hold on, it's 6 liters of water an hour.
Right.
That means by the end of the show, they will have drank, each of them will have consumed 24 liters of water.
That is correct.
And of course, the result is proper hydration.
Yes, right.
Oh, and
yes.
I'm going to the instant feedback here, and I see that Don has written in. Hello, Don and Mike. If I recall correctly, a couple of people have died from drinking too much water too quickly, and therefore diluting their blood salt content.
Oh, wow.
Granted, all of those people were on ecstasy at the time. So let me ask, is anybody here on X right now? Anybody on X?
Face.
What?
Well, what's that? What?
What'd you say? Oh, and that's like, you know, one of the terms for accent.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Yeah, so. All right.
Right. Guys, you got 1 minute left to finish your water here. 1 minute to finish your water.
You know, normally you don't see faces like this until about 4 o'clock on Thanksgiving.
Yes, this is true. They all look like they're a little uncomfortable. I don't think any of them are going to make it.
Well, if we have, you know, whoever lasts the longest is going to win the money.
That's right. That's right.
You know, we'll have at least one winner today who's going to walk out with some money.
Right.
45 seconds, guys. Right. 45 seconds. Dan, you okay? Dan, the
Are they all? Good? They're all knocking it back.
Donna and Mike Holder.
Okay, here you go, guys. 30 seconds on my mark. Mark.
All right.
Mark, your territory. Okay, there you go. Hector's done.
Claire.
Bart is done.
Claire.
Dan's done. Everybody's done. Good job, boys. See you in 10 minutes.
Right. Very good, fellas. Thank you very much.
And you will not have the pleasure of a commercial break before we do this again.
Good luck.
There they go. Yeah.
Hey, a little slow.
And we always get that guy with the instant feedback. There's always the naysayer, mm-hmm. isn't there?
Yeah. Oh, but that was funny, though, about X.
You can die.
Sure, and your eyes will explode if you drink Tabasco.
They're taking X. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello. Hi, Mike. I'm caller 100.
Oh, come on. Get out of here, please.
Caller 100.
With that stuff. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
Got a point about all this drinking of the water here.
Yeah.
There's so much water that you're drinking. There's no way these guys are going to keep this stuff down here.
Well, let's wait and see. That's the magic of Dynamite Holder.
Yeah, Don, but you know how much water. You just said how much water. Man, there's no way their stomach could do it.
All right, well, listen, that's the challenge, my friend.
You know, a fat guy, I mean, they're not fat guys, but
yeah, they're not a lot of fat guys.
Should drink 12 glasses of water a day. And a glass of water for every glass of caffeinated beverage, so we're actually helping them out.
Yeah. I think anybody, fat or not, isn't that the rule? You're supposed to drink 12 glasses of water a day?
8 if you're wee and small.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
It's good morning.
Only brought to you by Depends.
Yeah, could be.
I wonder if any of them have those on. That'd be a good way to cheat.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Well, I guess Lisa will just have to grab all the guys' crotches.
Yeah, make sure none of them are wearing. Depend on
to make
them.
Sure they're dry.
I think I can handle it.
Hello. I think she can.
I think I might.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
What's up, Don?
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. Hey, I got a thing I was going to
Johnny, what?
About.
Johnny, do you have a bulletin?
Yeah,
hold on.
We got two guys that are out.
We got
really?
Guys out already?
Already.
Oh, well, yeah. Hold on. We got the major pussy alert right here.
What happened?
Wait, he's still in the bathroom.
Oh, really? Are you kidding? We got two pussies out already?
Well, you know, Don, it's a significant amount of water.
I must tell you, the gentleman on the the staff doctor has been contacted, and this will be okay. They will not die.
Like we have a staff doctor.
It's Trini, isn't it?
Doctor who all right, hold on. Staff. Johnny's got an update. Yeah. Here. Johnny, what's
it's not two guys. One guy said he was almost there, but he's holding on, and one guy is definitely in the bathroom and not coming out.
Okay,
puking or
it doesn't matter.
Hey, it doesn't.
Hey, can we get a wireless mic for John out there? I'd like to have John actually talk to the guys as they come out of the John.
Someone looks like he's puking.
Oh, we got a puke.
We got a puker?
Two guys are out already.
Oh, no.
That's it.
Oh, he's okay. Puking.
All right, what do we have? So does that mean two guys out now?
Hey, well, if you puke, you're supposed to puke in the studio. I got a big, gigantic trash can here.
Guys are wiping stuff off their shoes now.
Guys are puking.
All right, well, Johnny, get a tally of, did you,
All right, here's our first casualty.
Are you out? All right, was it puke or pee?
Lots of puke.
Lots of puke.
Lots of puke.
Okay.
Was there breakfast with it?
No, I haven't eaten for a while.
You know that?
Oh, you haven't eaten for a while.
That's 2 liters of water.
Yeah, but it's the time frame, Dad. How are you feeling now?
Much better, actually.
Okay. All right, well, you're out of here.
Thank you very much.
We'll have a nice parting gift for you.
Get the money for as many minutes as we lasted? Or
no.
You got to be the winner.
You got to be the winner to get the money. Sorry about
would
that.
Would you like something to drink?
What am I going
to
do? Pay you 15?
It's Dennis.
Yeah.
Dennis, are you out?
Yeah, I'm out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what happened? Dennis, did you puke?
Yeah.
Puked too.
That's too bad.
This is going to be the fastest. I thought this would go like at least 3 hours.
Well, it just shows that it's well thought out.
I think it's the speed factor, the speed of the consumption.
Well, then, you know, but it's interesting. Let's see how the other guys
do. I ask you this, and if you would tell your other contestants, when they got a puke, have them come in here and puke. I mean, Mike, look at this. I got it. Yeah,
right over there.
Look at the right here. The giant trash can, right? They could do it on my side of the console.
Okay.
I'm fine with that.
Okay. Who doesn't like the good sound of someone puking on the radio?
It's a wonderful sound.
You. All right. We'll get out of here.
Bring the foaming contents of your stomach to our
exactly.
Studio.
I can't wait. Won't that be a nice bouquet?
All right. We will have a wonderful party. Gift for you.
So then there were four.
Yep, there are four left. Wow. And Rob, let me know when we hit the 10-minute mark here for their next round of drinks.
That'll be 58:45.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Ring the ding the doo.
Yeah.
It's me, your doodad daddy.
That's no, this is not the grease man.
Stop
it. We know when he calls. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, why don't you make them puke into a bucket and drink the rest of the bucket? That way they'll be keeping it in.
Yeah, then why don't we have him take a dump into the bucket and eat that?
Hey, I'd be all for that contest, too.
Oh, God.
Don and Mike's Eat It, sponsored by Raymond Burr.
There you go. Here's your knife and fork. Plastic, of course.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Eve.
Hello, Eve.
Eve, get Sergeant Brown.
Ed Brown.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, guys, I'm calling to offer you free bowling lessons. Seriously.
Free bowling lessons. I would, you know, if it was convenient.
I'm out in Virginia.
Really?
Yep.
Whereabouts in Virginia?
Leesburg.
I'd take some free bowling lessons.
My wife and I are both certified coaches.
Don't think you need it, Mike.
I want to do better, Don.
Don't think you need it.
I don't like to do anything half-assed. Except drink.
You don't do that half-assed.
I don't.
You do that all the way to full-assed.
I was really embarrassed with my performance last night.
You shouldn't.
Well, I mean, absolutely fracturingly embarrassed.
Would you want this guy's information?
Yeah, I will guarantee improvement.
No.
All right.
All right. Good for you.
Good for you, Mike. Hello, Lori in Long Island. Hi, Lori.
Hi. How are you guys?
Hi, we're doing great. Thank you, honey.
I just have to let you guys know. I mean, Dick Cheney didn't get this much press when he had, like, heart surgery. But on that WABC radio station,
yeah,
they had a 20-minute press conference with doctors at some big hospital in Los Angeles about Rush Limbaugh's
Well, think about their investment.
Yeah,
I mean, my God.
Ready for this? They gave the diagnosis.
Okay, what is it? Is it syphilis or Vicodin?
No, it's arthritis of the inner ear and an attack of the immune system.
Mm-hmm.
AIDS.
So what, he has AIDS in his ears?
I don't know what the hell.
It's an auto?
I mean, I'm sitting here, and it's like, I thought like the war broke out here again or something happened. They're like, special news.
So it's an autoimmune disease?
Of the ear, inner ear.
It's a rheumatoid condition, and it's an arthritis of the inner ear.
He has AIDS of the ear.
Wow.
He has ear AIDS.
Full-blown ear AIDS.
20-minute press conference.
Christ.
Yeah. Well, right. Better.
Why do I think that they're struggling to come up with something?
You know what
they
it is?
They had the program director, that guy Phil Boyce, was on, and he sounded real nervous, man,
sure,
about how they were going to keep the show on and, you know, and all this stuff. And I'm just laughing.
Ear AIDS.
Actually, I think it's called hearing AIDS.
Hearing AIDS.
How do you get AIDS in your ears? I mean, what do you...
I think you know.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's constant scratching and picking.
Or maybe
those
just...
Those are the exact words they use. It's like rheumatoid arthritis.
Do you think he was maybe...
Ear.
You think maybe he picked his ears too much?
Or
maybe
I don't know.
Do you think maybe some guy was just standing on the side and just giving that?
Either that.
Well, you've heard the old, ma'am, calm down just a little bit. You've heard that expression in your ear. You know, that's probably where he took it literally. No.
Or blow.
Thank you.
Blow it out your ear.
Blow it out your ear.
All right, thank you, honey. We appreciate it. Thank you for the information.
Wow. Okay, bye.
Thank you. Thanks for listening.
What I wouldn't give for a Q-tip.
Hello, Stephanie. Don and Mike Show. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, Don and Mike. How are you guys today?
We're doing great, thank you.
I wanted to see, when you guys come back down to the D.C. area, I know you have a full schedule, but if you wanted to slot us in for a game of strip bowling, and I guarantee that you guys will be the only one with clothes on. We suck.
Well, you know, we'd probably play strip bowling if, like, you were the only ones that stripped.
No, our whole team would be the only one.
Are you a stripper?
I'm from Amazing Entertainment. So.
Amazing Entertainment. So you're a dancer.
Right, we're all dancers.
Oh. And well, so how about this? Strip bowling.
How about you girls just bowl naked against us?
Well, I don't know that many leagues would allow that. Or bowling alleys.
Oh, I bet we could find one that would.
Mm-hmm. Or arrested.
No,
not if we close it down and turn it like into one of our promotions.
Nudist clubs sometimes rent bowling alleys, and it's closed off to the public except for the club, and they go crazy.
What if we found a place?
We'd be more than willing.
We'd have to do that, like, during the show. We'd have to get the whole thing set up there and bring our microphones in.
Bowl naked girls during the show.
Or we could bowl in the lobby again with turkeys.
You guys might lose then, though, if they're naked the whole time.
I'm sure we'll lose. We'll lose either way. But hold on, Stephanie, hold on a second.
Okay.
But you know what? They all have to bowl kitty style.
Hello. Hello, Sean in New Jersey. Sean, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Good morning.
Hi, how you doing?
How's my favorite wacky DJ doing?
Hey, Trooper, how are you, man?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, why don't you have him drink something a little more difficult, like skim milk?
so much more difficult, and you get more reaction from that.
The real, you know, when we do something like this, you get the sadists that come out and say, why don't you have that, and put some nails in it.
I'm wacky.
You know what they did on Jackass? They did. They got people, one in an elf suit and one in a Santa suit, and made them drink eggnog until they puked.
I remember that one.
Very good.
Was that the big fat guy?
Yeah.
And he got mad, and he, like, dumped the table
mad.
Over.
Knocked the table over.
All right, thank you. Take it under advisement. Thank you. It's time.
Yeah, it's been nine and a half minutes.
Very good.
Round them up. Bring them in.
Bring the four remaining contestants in.
While the next four guys come in, let me pass this along to you. This is an email that Lisa got from John Spini, who works at our affiliate in Anchorage, Alaska, KADX-FM. And now there's only four now of the four guys who are left. Mm-hmm. How do you guys feel about the prospects here?
Horrible.
Fantastic.
Listen,
this guy could be the winner here. He seems to be hanging in there.
Two very confident guys. Hector, you don't appear to be exuding confidence.
All right, now step up to the microphone, Hector. All right, we got Dan, Bart,
Dean
and Hector. Those are our remaining contestants.
Hector, you seem petrified by this.
He's hanging in there. He's just a shy guy, I think.
I think this could be the lightweight. This bottle is going to be the determining factor.
This is going to be it.
Okay, you think this? So they're not expect. Well, you know, who would have thought that we would have lost two early in the game here?
Mike, if we could just pad here for roughly 50 seconds.
Yes.
We will be into the next hour of the show, which means that they will only have 2 minutes and 30 seconds to drink this liter of water.
Good. Okay, very
so
good.
So while we wait, let me share this with you. This is from John, and he's the manager of KADX-FM, our affiliate Anchorage, Alaska. Dear Lisa, please feel free to pass this along to Donna Mike. I am aware of the consultant mentioned over the last couple of weeks. Hmm. His name is Pete, and then he gives the guy's name, so he's noodled through who it is. My dealings with this programming genius came when I worked in Atlantic City. Pete was the first consultant hired when the station changed. Stop. Sharing this with you in a moment. All right, guys.
Bring the bucket over to this side because if
anybody that has to puke.
Right here. Oh, got two buckets, Mike.
Hey, Don, I was serious when we do have a doctor that we refer to in cases like this, Dr. Sure. Kelleher.
Right.
And he says.
Yeah, Dr. Giggles.
He says that they're going to be fine, except on every third liter, we should probably give them salt. In the worst case scenario, their blood will thin and they will seize.
Okay, great. Hey,
that's a show.
I have a seizure.
Are you serious?
See, you know what? You shouldn't tell me this now. You should tell me this where Mike can't hear this.
Well, no, I mean, are you serious? Well, what did he say? Should we do this?
Oh, no, we're fine. No, it's perfect.
We just have to give them salt, Mike.
Salt.
I'm going to go buy
a stick of salt?
No, we go to McDonald's and get some salt packets.
Salt lick. Back home.
Salt lick.
A salt lick.
And you got a question? What's your question?
Like, if one of these guys, Ralph, and I'm in the middle of drinking mine, you know what I'm saying?
You can run out of the way if another guy starts puking.
And I have one question for our contestants. Yeah. Any urinary urgency yet, or is it all just stomach distress?
Stomach.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys, two minutes and 30 seconds. Start your drinking now.
There
you go. As these guys drink their, this is their third liter of water.
There they go.
Let me read you this letter from the guy in Anchorage. Pete was the first consultant hired when the station changed format from Bonneville's Easy Listening to Adult Contemporary. To keep everything a secret until the last minute, Pete and the operations manager covered up the studio windows with newspaper to prevent anyone from looking in while they were carting up the new music. The pitch of the music had to be increased to a certain level so the music did not sound tired, meaning
that
they sped records up. And what a great choice of music. Our format debuted with a playlist that included Eras 2 and Rex Smith's You Take My Breath Away.
Oh my God.
The last one, Don, was a song I refused to play. We had a little catchphrase to identify the station. We were all taught to speak into the microphone in a certain way.
Dan is done. He has finished his 2 liters.
Pleasure.
Dan?
With pleasure.
Good man, Dan.
All right,
Dan is done. Waiting on Hector, waiting on Bart.
How much time do they have left, Don?
Oh, they've got 1 minute and 20 seconds left.
1 minute and 20 seconds.
Drink up, guys. The
Very
format
good.
Did have success. It came out of the box number one in the market, and of course, Pete took all the credit. The fact of the matter is that the initial research done well before the hiring of a consultant showed that a format would fill a huge void in the market.
Yet, what are you checking your pulse there, Dan? Is that what you're doing?
I'm checking. It is it's very elevated right now.
Really?
All right, you got 1 minute to go.
He's just excited to be here.
All right, now listen, here's the important part of this guy's letter. The fact of the matter is the initial research done before the hiring of a consultant showed this new format would fill a huge void in the market. Yet, when we stumbled through a bad book, Pete was quick to blame and fire the air talent.
There you go.
Sure. Dynamite, keep up the great work. I guess you guys are amazed you'd be so successful without the help of Pete and the rest of the industry people.
All right.
Oh, we might have some puking going on here.
Hold on. He's good. All right. Okay.
All right.
Was he going to puke?
He's got to finish his water.
He sort of hunkered down, but
he's okay, and he finishes.
Yeah.
I'm amazed. Pete and the rest of the people in the industry who share the same name as the successful Alicia Silverstone movie.
All right, 20 seconds,
Hector. Hector's finishing his water now.
You know who Hector looks like?
Who?
The brother on Grounded for Life, if you've ever seen the show on TV.
All right, look at him. Hey,
all right, Hector, way to go.
Hey, Hector, are you pissed? What's wrong, man?
Hey, Hector, I want to speak to you. Hold on, pick up the microphone there, Hector.
What's up?
Hector got done with his water.
He's like, yeah, done. Slamming it down.
Are you pissed, Hector?
Yeah, we're just a little hard to bring that one down.
Ah, very good.
Bring that one down. All right, okay, guys. Good going. That's three.
Go out and eat your salt.
And I want to tell you right now, even though I brought you guys in at 11:30, I'm going to count that the show started at 11. So right now, each of you has won $65 already.
Yeah. Very good.
Now, keep in mind, you got to stay in the competition to the end to collect the money.
Anybody? Any puking, urinating, or simply saying, I've had enough, and you're disqualified.
And you're out.
Can you pay for so much water?
Yeah, well, as Lisa explained before, you can seize, but don't worry about
salt
it. Yeah.
Or what?
We're gonna give you some salt.
Do we have salt for these guys?
Yeah, Lisa's got the salt.
Yes,
outside.
We do.
Go get your salt, guys.
Go get some salt.
See you in 10 minutes.
Bye, guys.
Bye, bye.
See you later. All right.
What'd you say, Buzz?
See you later.
Hey, we have to get him a seizure salad.
Oh my God.
Hey, who knew that Hold It would be such a fast-moving game?
Yes, they're looking a little weak right now.
A good way they can pass the fluid is they're already starting to shake and get sweaty.
Yeah.
So they can pass the fluid through their skin.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, this is Chris. How you doing?
Hi, Chris.
I'm from New Jersey.
Hi there.
What's up?
Hey, you're on the air.
All right, listen, this is a great game. You can play it along at home as well.
Yeah, you know, play
along at home.
Play the home version.
I just have to say, on my third year, I went out.
Oh, really?
Third leader, you're out?
Okay.
I'm out of the contest.
Good try.
All right.
Well, at least I said myself a trip in, so hey.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, my friend.
Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hey, is instant feedback working?
I think so. Let me see. Yeah, it is. Why?
All right, thanks. No, I was just typing a few things in there.
Why don't you just say them? Why would you...
Hey, you're on the phone now, so save the trouble.
Why would you email them? Just say, what do you want to say?
No, I'm an email guy. Thanks, bud.
You're an email guy?
Thanks. No, my name is Joe One Leg. I like to use the instant feedback.
Yeah, your message made it up.
All right, buddy.
Oh, you got it, Buzz?
Yeah.
What does it say?
He's just quoting Lisa. Quote, worst case scenario, they will have a seizure so everything's fine. End quote. That's why I love that girl, he says.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you, one-legged guy.
All right, man.
Thank you. See you later.
Email guy.
Hello, Don. Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don, Mike.
Hey, hi.
Hey, it's Fat Cat.
Hey, Fat Cat.
To make you say that, I think you should make them drink warm water. They'll have to pee more.
Well, you know what? This water is not refrigerated. It is lukewarm,
room temperature.
I thought, really, that this contest would not get exciting until, like, maybe 2 o'clock today.
It has nothing to do with the bladder and everything to do with the stomach, as we're seeing right now.
There's a lot to do right up here with the mind.
Yes, that's right.
With the mind.
Mental toughness.
Right. The mind. And I will demonstrate that to you. I'll take the challenge myself. I'll do it. I got no problem with it. See how long I can go with this.
I am sure that your kidney specialist would probably be thrilled that you're going to do that. That's it. Duh.
Well, I am supposed to drink a lot of fluid.
Probably you would want to make a phone call to your doctor before you drank 3 liters of water. But then again,
you know,
go ahead.
I've already had 2 liters of water today.
Well, with that, at that tempo, you know, now, you know where the highway we're going down right now? Now I'm encouraging him to do it.
Yeah, why not? Bring me some water, Rob. Let me see if I can even drink a liter of water in 3 minutes. Hello, Fran?
Hello.
Hey, Fran?
Yeah?
Hi, you're on the air, Fran. Well,
thanks a lot, guys. You know, you want me to listen to the whole 4 hours of the show.
Yeah, we do.
And I'm listening to these guys drink all this water, and I'm pregnant, and I have to pee every 5 minutes.
Oh, my God.
What are you doing to me?
Sorry, Fran. Well, we're doing it just to bother you, honey.
Okay,
just
well,
to
annoy you, Fran. You ruined my lunch one day. You make me pee now.
Well, then we're doing our job.
Well, thanks a lot.
All right, thank you.
On the bathroom.
Fran.
Thank you, Fran. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey.
I was one of the guys that was at the Bowman Center last night.
Oh, yeah.
I just wanted to say that Lisa is a very happy drunk.
Yes, she is.
Yes.
And, you know, it was funny when she was like, she came up, she's like, hi, I'm Lisa. I'm like, yeah, you, I see the name on the shirt.
Oh, come on, don't bust your balls. She's
no, like, no, she was happy. She was so, you know, happy about it. And then she was like, you know, she pulled up her shirt. She's like, look, I got an I Love New York shirt on. And he was like, oh, my God.
Hey, you know, we haven't even talked about toilet tissue, man.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Oh, listen, when we come back from the break, we got to do that. There's some guy there. We meet this guy at the bowling alley last night, and he starts giving us his business cards and telling us that he's in the his job is to sell toilet paper.
That's right. Supplies.
And he told us an amazing story about
the wah rag.
The wall rag.
It's the wah.
Wah rag.
The wah rag. One of his own inventions to prevent skid marks.
Okay. Hey, thanks for coming out last night.
No problem.
We appreciate it. We got to do a break. We'll be right back, everybody.
The Don and Mike Show.
Okay. Hi, this is Dorm Radio, D-O-R-M, broadcasting live from the Bakelite Science Building. Great.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yeah. That's a national number. In New York, call 877-692-1027.
Try listening in the fart sack. The Don and Mike Show.
Freddie's daddy got lead in the head.
Hey.
Let's bring our contestants in. It's time for them to drink another liter of water. Yeah.
There's still four of them left, I believe.
Sure are. Bring them in. Come on, fellas.
Here they come, moving a little slower.
Hi, boys.
How you feeling, fellas?
Let's see who we got left. We got still the same four guys.
Dan, you look like you're lively.
We got Dan. Hi, Dan.
There's no question about it. I'm going to win.
You're going to win.
Dan.
Hector, you look like you're hurting. Are you?
I've never drank so much water in my life.
Yeah, that's the idea of the game.
Dan and Hector and Bart and who am I forgetting?
Dean.
Dean.
Hey, Dean.
All right. Fellas, are you ready? 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
2 minutes,
30 seconds starts now.
Go.
Drink. And while you're drinking, let's say hello to Hollywood legend Dick Van Patten.
Yeah.
Hi, Dick.
Hey, Dick.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Hey, Dick.
I'm so sorry you never got to see the play. Gosh, Donna, you would have loved it.
Well, you know, we're so glad we were able to send our emissary, Mr. Joe Artinger, up to see.
Yeah, he was a very nice guy. He made speeches to all of us. He gave us all. He gave Frank Gorshin 25 cartons of cigarettes.
Yes, we
Frank isn't on the phone now. He's in the other room smoking. He can't stop smoking. And you sent me beautiful flowers. You sent my Jimmy 2,500 packages of M&M's.
Yep.
And he's busy eating the candy or he'd be here too.
Wow. Well,
but anyway, I hear you're in New York. That's my hometown.
Well, we just wanted to take the opportunity. You're such a good friend to show you in some way that we care, and we wanted to repay the friendship with the flowers and the cigarettes and the candy. And we understand that your performance in The Sunshine Boys was great.
Oh, it's going very well. I'm in Winston-Salem, North Carolina now, and in about 20 minutes we leave for High Point, North Carolina. So we're in a different city every day.
Boy, and you're getting standing ovations, right,
Dick? Every night. We haven't missed yet.
There you go. Great.
Your pal Joe, who delivered all the gifts to us, he stayed for the show. I mean, did he tell you how good it is?
Hey, Dick, could you smell the pot on him?
No. But he asked me some embarrassing questions, like, gosh.
Yeah, the sex questions, but you answered them very honestly, Dick.
I was honest.
I was surprised to hear you've had sex in the ocean.
Well, yeah,
was
it right.
Was it the Atlantic or the Pacific?
It was the Atlantic.
The Atlantic.
It was warmer. The Atlantic's a little warmer.
Yeah, there you go.
Dick, we got a contest going on right now in the studio. Fellas, I'm going to tell you that you have less than 1 minute. Okay.
Dan has finished his water.
Dan is done. Bart, are you done, Bart?
No,
hold on.
Hector and Bart seem to be bringing up the rear here.
Guys,
Dean is also, now he's chugging.
Guys, you got 30 seconds left to finish your water.
All right. How you feeling, fellas?
30 seconds. Think we're having a contest today to see who can drink the most water.
And hold it.
Without going number one.
Oh, my gosh.
And we started with six guys. Two of them puked already, and they're out.
Oh, we have another one out. Bart is out.
Oh, no.
For the lovely man.
All right,
where
problem.
Where are you doing this show from in New York?
Our station is at 7th Avenue. Hold on. Hector, did you finish?
Yeah.
Hector stays in. Bart is out. Bart, come here. We got an interview. Bart, say hello to TV legend Dick Van Patten, who's on the phone.
If you're going
to
puke, puke right in there.
Don't worry.
Bart is the winner?
No, no, Bart's a loser. He pulled himself out of the competition. Now there are three left.
On the phone with a loser.
Yeah. Well, no, it's kind of a consolation prize.
You want to say anything to Dick Van Patten, Bart?
Hold on. Dick, man, when I grew up, man, you definitely would have made a great father. My father's a great guy, but you're a cool guy, too.
That's nice.
Saying that under duress with too much water in his stomach.
All right, so now we're down to three.
Yeah, go out and put your finger down your throat, Bart. That might be now that you're out of the competition.
Right. If you're going to puke, though, really, puke in here.
You want another salt pack? Not easy to do, is it?
No, to drink all of that water is not easy. These guys have now had 1, 2, 3, they're on their fourth liter of water. We're making them drink a liter of water every
day. What is a liter?
That's basically a quart, so they've had about a gallon each.
Yeah, about a gallon of water.
Oh, my gosh.
And the contest is to see who can hold it the longest.
Yeah, but I don't think that's good for you, is it?
No, well, we're giving them salt.
It's very good for you, Dick.
It is good.
Yeah, it's outstanding. Well,
I'll start trying it.
You are a legend, my friend, and a good friend.
Someday we hope to go to the Playboy Mansion with you, Dick.
I said when you come out, Hugh Hefner's dying to meet you guys.
That's wonderful.
Beautiful. Well, listen, tonight you guys are where? You're in Winston-Salem?
I'm leaving Winston-Salem. I'm going to High Point, North Carolina.
How many shows a week do you do, Dick?
We do 8 shows a week. It's not easy.
Oh, my God.
All right, well, there he is, Hollywood legend, Dick Van Patten.
Okay, good
friend.
Talking to you guys.
Dick, always great talking to you.
Happy Halloween.
Same to you, Dick.
Bye, Dick.
Okay. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Dick Van Patten, ladies and gentlemen.
You know what's surprising is Joe didn't catch the show in High Point.
Yeah, that's right. He's always in High Point, Rob.
Johnny just gave me something on the screen to tell me that the pictures from our bowling contest are up now.
Oh, I can't wait to see those.
WNEW.com.
How about my picture that was on my gay porn that the guy gave me last night? The picture of my head superimposed on a guy interviewing Jason Sehorn with his shirt off.
Now listen, who's burping in here? Was that you, Bart? Was that you?
Bart was a trooper. He's hanging in there, even though he's pulled out of the competition.
All right, and now we're down. We're down to three guys now.
He's joking, but he's going to force it out when he does it.
Okay, you're Dan. Get out of here, guys. We'll see you in 10 minutes.
It's down to Dean, Dan, and Hector now.
See you in 10 minutes, guys.
Thanks. And Dean is just having a blast.
Yeah, I think it's going to come down to Dean and Dan, although I'll say this. Hector is
definitely a mystery man.
I didn't think
Hector would make it up here from the lobby. He doesn't look healthy
Hector
enough to make
not,
the walk.
Hector just looks a little peaked.
Yeah.
Hector is like the Steve Buscemi lookalike,
yes,
right?
Yes, and he just doesn't look healthy, but Hector is hanging in there.
I think he goes tanning with Ron Bennington.
And Mike, the picture of you with Jason Sehorn, the gay picture, is not up yet. It will be up shortly. At WNEW.com, if you click on the Don and Mike icon.
I'd like to assure everyone that is not me in the picture.
Now, one of the one of the people we met last night when we were bowling was this dude named Peter. He was a nice guy.
Toilet paper salesman.
He sat there for the most part of the evening and was one of the people that was cheering on our bowling team.
Right.
And afterwards, when we were having drinks and eating food and meeting people, this guy came over and started talking about his fascination with the ass and the fact that he's a toilet paper salesman.
He was a very personable guy. He was intelligent. He seemed to really love our show. And as the evening progressed, we just got a little more and more concerned.
Well, when he was talking about the 40-year, the wall thing, the wall rag,
his technique, apparently, and his hygiene is what he was talking about.
He's on the line now. He's on line three. Here he is from Garden City, New York. Here's Pete Frankel. Pete.
Hi, Pete.
How are you guys?
Pete, great. Nice seeing you last night, Pete.
You guys were great. Very, very personable. I liked you guys.
Thank
you.
Well, it was a pleasure meeting everyone who came out to the bowling alley last night. Pete, what's the deal with your wiping, man?
It's not the wiping. It's like a preventative kind of a thing.
Pete, take it from the beginning and tell us all about what you called your invention last night, something you hope to patent and something you hope to go public with.
Yeah. We are sitting at the bar in the bowling alley.
And I think we can project Pete to that point right now as he begins to tell us about his, quote, invention.
Mm-hmm. All right, go.
I was born at a very young age. No, I'm only kidding. Many years ago when I was, playing ball, and sometimes you get a little chafing. And it's very irritating. You walk the streets of the chafe there.
We should point out that Pete is a man of larger carriage.
Yeah, he could be on the Don and Mike workout plan.
That's right.
Absolutely. So it was burning me, killing me. I was putting all kind of ointment on. So one day I decided to put some tissues there just to block the rubbing of the skin against the skin.
Mm-hmm.
So I took four tissues, Kleenex, and I just inserted nice and easy, and I went about my way. And I got home that night, and the irritation went away. I said, you know what? This isn't bad. And my wife commented that the skin marks were gone. Because, you know, sometimes you have bad days, you're doing a little dance in your underwear, and nothing happening. So it's been there for, like, you know, it's a regular routine. Every morning you get showered, you where you can put your underwear on, give it a little shot, and you stay there.
Now, isn't your invention, Pete, that you say you're going to come up with something that's just like one pad or a tissue that you're going to put down there for the day?
It's just an idea, right? I'm not going to come up with an invention. It's, you know, something I've been using for a very long time, and it works well.
You know what I remembered is he said that, you know, certain days it works great, and some days it's like emptying confetti.
So in essence, what you do in essence is you put a pad between
wet
your
confetti.
You put a pad between your cheeks
or Kleenex,
right? Exactly.
To soak up the moisture. And you know, as you were describing it, I was the only
thing I'm going to barf.
The only thing I could picture was, you ever buy Armor All? You ever go to Track Auto and
right.
you buy Armor All, and they give you that big round thing to apply it with?
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? That
right.
that round pad, that round sponge pad.
That won't turn into heavy wet confetti.
I'm picturing you putting that between your two pillows. When you were talking to us last night, Pete, did you have your ass thing in?
After I get dressed in the morning, it's in until I go to bed at night.
Now, I would imagine, though, seriously, if it's tissue paper, with the friction and the moisture, the sweat of the day, it would be shredded by the end of the day.
Absolutely. You know what? On 90% of days, it's perfect, because it's flattened down to nothing. Mm-hmm. Sometimes on hot, sticky days, when I get undressed at night, it's like a party.
And you know what? We didn't ask him how he got the name Warag.
Yeah, how'd you get the name Warag?
Well, it was to prevent the wet A.
You can say that.
The wet ass.
The wet
rag.
Ass.
Wet ass, yeah, sure. It's prevention of it. So it was
the Warag.
So this guy, as he's sitting here telling us how he stuffs these these various items up his bung.
That's when you two decided to abandon me.
So long.
That's when Rob decided not to shake my hand anymore.
Yeah, right. And I walked away when he started with me with the stuff he's talking about, putting all this stuff up in his butt. Then it's like... Right. You have a son. I have a son also. How old is that? It's like, wow, you're talking about sticking stuff up your butt. Now you want to talk about my kid. And then he comes over with the card and he goes, I know that Frida, when she comes up to New York, she likes to shop. Here's my card if she wants to buy any toilet products. So Pete, I've got the card here.
Okay. And it wasn't a buy. I would just give them to you.
And you know, Pete, I have one last question about the Warag.
Be easy on me. Go ahead.
On an average day, when you remove it, prior to bedtime?
Sure.
What is the color of the Warag?
99.9% white, and sometimes a tip has a little color.
What color?
What color you think it is?
I don't know.
It could be any of three. White, it could be red,
it could be brown,
it could be black.
It's tan.
Tan.
Cafe au lait.
It's tan, like Larry King's cougar.
99.5% of it is white, and that's the first lie he's really told.
Right. All right, nice seeing you last night, Pete.
You guys were great. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Yeah. He brings it out. It's the color of a naval orange.
And in about 9.5 hours, you'll be peeling off another layer.
I know, again, I'm going to say to you advertisers, you're wondering, who does the Don and Mike show appeal to?
Yeah.
Well, you have just, and Lisa just pointed out.
Okay.
He also loved doing the dick trick. I hope they don't cut that out of the show. He did the penis trick.
Yeah, right? And I didn't like that.
He drew a dot on his thumb.
Yeah, like a hole.
He drew a dot on the middle part of his thumb.
That was disturbing.
And then he walked around with it like it was coming out of his pants.
Yeah, he goes, hey, Lisa, done. You know, check this out. Look what I got here for you. And we look at him, we see his thing. I'm freaking out. Don's like, oh, God, sir. And he's like, really, no, I'm just kidding. Look at this.
You could tell that he drilled a hole in his knuckle.
Yeah. Good day to you, sir.
When he did that to me, he said, hey, that's an old locker room trick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Glad I missed
Lots
that.
Lots of fun.
After he told us about the pad he puts in his ass. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello, Tom. Yeah. Tom.
Yeah, how you doing, Don, Mike?
Hey, Tom. We're doing great.
Yeah. So somebody came up with that. I had to do that a few years ago, like about, I don't know, 20.
You know how I remember that? Do you remember way back when? We might have been doing our 6th anniversary show, and they got us a male stripper, an obese male stripper.
Oh, right, when he came up on stage. Now, listen, when he came up on stage...
He mooned us. That was his whole thing. He went out and mooned people.
He's a 500-pound man, and on the inside of his butt cheeks, they had written Don and Mike.
Right, and then we saw... Right underneath his butt, like where the at the top of his thighs where they met and rubbed together, were like two or three pieces of tissue paper.
Oh.
That he obviously used to prevent the friction.
Was he there last night?
Hey, Lou, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Good afternoon, guys.
Hey, Lou.
Welcome to New York.
Thanks.
You guys have a great show.
Thank you very much, Lou.
I was just wondering if this guy ever tried panty shields, because it sounds like he's a woman.
All right.
Well, let me tell you something. I would get the impression from looking at him that if he does take his pants off, you wouldn't be able to identify his sex.
I mean, it's all covered up.
Yeah, I mean, no, you wouldn't be able to see his private part.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, it would just be completely obscured.
It would look like the guy on Operation.
Yeah. Don and Mike show. Hello. Dave.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, remove Dave. Wet tissue.
Hold on a second. Dave, I'm going to have to ask you to hold on a second, please, because it's time once again.
For the, what do you have, three left?
Three guys left.
Three guys left.
And it's time for another edition of Hold It. Guys, come on back in.
Come on back in. Really just a little over an hour into the actual drinking of the water so far.
And these guys have been doing great. We started with six. Rob's now opening the second case of Evian.
The third,
let me say that right now, as of this moment, each guy in the contest, if they're to stay till the end, right now each man has won $94.
Terrific. Now, Dean, you, to me, look like you're having a little problem here. How you doing, man? Are you all right?
Okay, and Hector...
All this for $90.
Well, no. Look, you make it to the end of the show, you're going to make $240.
That's if I drink 24 liters of water.
That's right. That's correct.
That's right. Listen, you get $200-some-odd.
The guy who makes it the longest, though, is going to win the amount of money... That he's got going at the time.
Right, exactly.
Hector, you're the wild card here. Step up for a second, Hector. Hector is very quiet, standing in the corner by himself. Yet Hector, here you are with the two muscle guys. You're the last regular guy left.
How you feeling, Hector?
Lightheaded.
Hector, what do you do for a living?
I'm a computer operator.
And what do you other guys do? Dan, what do you do?
I wait tables and I tutor.
All right. And what about you?
Yeah, I'm in school.
Oh, in school. Where you go to school?
The State Community College.
What are you majoring in over there, Dean?
13th grade. Please.
Do you work anywhere, Dean? Do you work anywhere? Do you bounce or something like that? What?
You used to bounce.
Yeah, no surprise.
Right. You ready, guys? Here we go. You got 2 minutes and 30 seconds. Let me get your drinking music, and...
We've got Dan, Dean, and Hector. Go ahead, guys.
There you go. You got 2 minutes and 30 seconds. They are now drinking their 1, 2, 3, 4s.
Hector is appearing to be having some trouble here.
It's the fifth, Lisa?
But you know, Hector's looked like that from the very beginning when he finishes his water.
I didn't expect him to last this long, and now he's lost what little color he had when he came in here.
Now, Johnny's in here with a camera. You'll have photos of these guys on WNEW.com as well.
Hey, Lisa, now, are you feeding these guys salt or anything like that? No, they haven't asked for salt?
We asked, but we didn't
get
it.
We've been asking.
Oh, you've been asking?
Now, where's the salt?
Seriously, I mean, the doctor said, give him salt.
To the Red Eye and steal a salt shaker.
Oh, there's got to be salt around.
The Red Eye to steal a salt shaker. Why don't you just go down to Hooters and get some salt?
I mean, did the doctor say you have to give him salt after the third liter?
You don't have to do anything.
There you go.
Oh. They'll be fine, Mike.
It's just water, Mike. All right, drink up, guys. You got about a minute 20 left to finish this fifth liter of water.
They all seem to be on equal footing so far.
And we should definitely send someone down to Hooters just to get some packets of salt for them.
There's more belly grabbing now. Like there's going to be some distension.
Hold on. Oh, I thought you were going to puke there for a second.
Just burping from Daniel.
We're down to three. It's Dan and Dean and Hector.
1 minute.
You got 1 minute left, guys. And now look at these guys. They're really chugging. So it tells me this Dan. He might end up being the winner.
Yeah, Dan seems to have the right attitude.
What was that, Dan?
I'm telling you, I'm going to win.
You better finish that water, my friend. You got 40 seconds left.
He'll do it.
Hector's drinking. Dean is drinking.
Hector's almost done.
Hector has a very subtle style, but it seems to be working effectively.
Yeah, he's still in.
And look what Dean's doing. It's like Dean's almost sexual with the bottle. Look at the way he puts his fingers under there.
And quite pitted out also. Dean is quite pitted out.
20 right seconds, and none of them have finished yet. So hurry up, fellas.
20 seconds. Dan, are you done?
Dan's done.
Dan's in.
Hector's in. Good job.
Dean?
10 seconds.
9. 8.
You'll make it.
7. 6. 5. 4. 3.
Wow.
2. He just made it.
Yeah. All right.
He just made it.
Looks a little peaked, though.
Oh, Dean.
Just made it.
Dean, oh, Dean.
Just made it. Dean, how you feeling? You just barely made this round. You barely made it.
A little running of the nose there.
You feel like crap? Hector, let me ask you, how do you feel, Hector? Come on, step up. Step up. Tell us how you feel.
Don't ask.
Don't ask. And Dan?
Good.
Looks like
good. Good.
You know, see, a lot of this thing with Dan, I think it's like the confidence thing. Right?
Yes,
it's
absolutely.
It's like mind over matter.
That's right. Mental.
His whole thing is, it's no problem to me.
Yeah.
I'm actually, the point now is...
It's Dean, are you getting ready to boot?
Back door that I'm worried about.
Are you worried about some diarrhea?
Yeah, it's starting to bubble out a little bit.
Oh, no. Oh, my.
Hector, do you have tears? Your eyes look just a little...
Watery.
Oozy.
Yeah. Hey, Dean, what's wrong with you, man? Come on, step up.
Well, Dean had to do that last second. He didn't pace himself well in that round.
I had to, like, rush that.
Chug it, right.
So what are you feeling like now, Dean? Dean?
I have no room in my stomach.
Uh-huh. Dan, what are you doing with your head over there?
You got a headache?
Just concentrating.
All right. Yeah. Guys, go out into the waiting area.
Get some salt.
You got 10 minutes, and we'll call you back in. So that tells me that we may have a winner in this contest in the next couple of seconds.
Yeah, I think you're right. But I tell you, they're surprising. Hector is blowing me away.
Yeah, see, the thing is, both Dan and Dean look like bouncers. Okay?
Yeah, they look like strong guys, right. You know.
And I'm rooting for Hector, I think.
Yeah.
You know, Hector looks like, who was that girl who played Olive Oil in the movies?
Shelley Duvall.
Yeah, he looks like Shelley Duvall.
He looks like a cross between Freddie Prinze and Stevie Ray Vaughan.
As he is now. I'm actually just rooting for Hector to see Friday. So.
And Hector's got that Steve Buscemi look about him
bit. Very pale.
All right, well, listen, those guys are coming back in to continue to play Dynamite's Hold It.
When you guys get a chance, you got to see the amount of empty water bottles in our trash can.
Pretty amazing.
Count them up, Rob. How many are there?
We had 3 rounds of 4, so that's 12. Well, we've emptied like 35 bottles, I think.
35 bottles of water already. Oh, listen, something we started yesterday on the show and we never got back to. I want to make sure we get to it today. It's this Larry King book on tape.
Mm-hmm. Daddy Day, Daughter Day.
Daddy Day, Daughter Day. We started it and it's very disturbing.
Yes, it is.
Because it's Larry bad-mouthing his ex-wife, talking about taking his daughter to a secret place.
Secret park that mommy doesn't know about. That's what we got yesterday.
Okay, so what we're going to do is restart the tape and listen to it and analyze it and bring these guys back in to continue drinking the water. Mankind's going to be here shortly. We're giving away another free trip to Iceland today. Lots of stuff happening. Oh, and the Don and Mike Gutterballs, our next game next Wednesday night in Burke, Virginia.
Yeah.
We're going to be playing an all-girls team at Burke Bowl America.
Here's the difference. We'll be veterans.
We start at 9:30 next Wednesday night. We will see you there. Thanks to everyone who came out in Queens, New York last night when we got killed by about 1,000 pins. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right, let's see.
I got a phone call.
No. I'm not on the phone. I'm right here.
Oh. Gonna take a phone call.
Well, where's the phone? I'm not buying it. I think it's fixed.
Do you get the feeling
that you're gay? Yes!
It's the home of the Glastonbury Golden Boy.
Hi, there he is.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right, you can call us anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. That's a national number in New York City, 877-692-1027. We have a trip to Iceland to give away. Listen, in the month of October... We got $6,000 to give away from the good people at Simply Wireless.
They're simply marvelous.
Give them some web hits, please, at simplywireless.com. We want to thank them for bankrolling the show.
Yeah.
I believe for the rest of Hold It, the contestants will be here in the studio with us.
Okay.
I think that for the last, however long this contest lasts.
Could be, you know, an hour, could be 2 hours.
They got to be in here, and we've got to get the reactions. Let's bring the three guys in. It's Dan and Drew.
No, and Dan and Hector and Dean.
And Dean, I say, sorry, right. Dan and Dean and Hector.
And I was relieved during the commercial break to hear that Lisa has consulted Charlie Broyhill's veterinarian to, yeah, to make sure everything's okay.
I told you we had a staff doctor.
His girlfriend's right. Gynecologist.
Yes.
And we do have salt for the guys now.
Good. How you doing, fellas?
Fellas, I also want to tell you that...
Wait. No salt yet.
Why can't they have salt yet?
What, this is...
They're all going to get the same amount of salt.
Well, let them have as much salt as they want.
Let them have as much as they want.
Take the salt, guys. Go ahead, take the salt.
I got a call. I got a call just while I was out there saying, this is a very dangerous, pleading that I would stop.
Who was that calling you?
My brother, whose wife is in the medical field. She's like, very...
Well, if you want to drop out.
No. For $100.
It's up to you.
For $100.
And at this point,
why not die?
I want to tell you, at this point,
1,000 pennies.
At this point, you are up to, you're almost up to $120.
Almost $120.
Almost up to 12 copays right there.
Right, there you go.
All right, guys, you want to take your salt first before you drink your salt? Drink your water?
Nope. All right, now they're taking, did you take any salt?
I push it away.
He pushes it away. It's Dan's choice.
Right.
Let me just ask Lisa. Did all these guys sign the release?
No.
Did they? Yes. Did they sign a release?
Yeah. Okay.
Hold on. No, seriously. Do you guys sign a release?
No.
Is this dumbass day at the radio station today?
Oh, Mike, he'll be okay.
Yeah. Okay.
He'll be okay.
All right.
Yes, they did.
Come on. All right. Let's go, guys. Before we get into the next hour of the show. You've still got 2 minutes and 30 seconds to drink your... Is this the sixth bottle?
Seventh.
This is the seventh. To drink your seventh bottle of Evian water. None of these guys has peed yet.
Sixth, yes.
All right, here goes the sixth. Go, guys. As we start, 2 minutes and 30 seconds they have to drink. Now, when we get into the next hour of the show,
right.
When Mick Foley's in here,
right.
There'll be big pressure playing the game in front of our favorite wrestler.
Dean with almost a wretch there.
Oh, now we got it. Hey, Robbie, you got to get the microphone by Dean there. If Dean's going to puke.
He's joking, but it's going. Guaranteed.
He's just kidding.
That's his phony sound.
He's just kidding. Oh, the rest of you guys can come in here. All of the failed contestants who already thrown up on themselves can come in. Come on in, guys.
Hey, look, all you guys have your color back. That's good.
All right, all the guys who are not in the contest anymore are here as well. And they can offer encouragement for these guys.
There you go.
Fellas, you got about a minute and a minute and a half. About a minute and a half to drink up. Let me see. Hector is three-quarters of the way through. There's Dean. Look at Dean. Look at him. What
Dean is Dean's doing more of a dance than anybody else.
What is he doing?
Dean's got interesting body language.
Now, is Dean spilling his water on the floor over there, guys?
Anything happened, Bart? You were close to him.
Hey, Bart, step up. Tell me, is Dean spilling his water?
He turned his back. He didn't want you to know he's kind of sipping like a little girl. Right now.
Oh, he's sipping like a little girl. Okay. Guys, we are approaching the one-minute mark.
One-minute mark.
One-minute mark.
I have a quick question.
Yes, Dan.
If none of us finish the bottle.
1 minute!
None of you finish the bottle, you're all big losers.
No one wins.
Right, one wins.
Right, exactly.
That's the way WNEW does our contest.
If no one finishes the bottle, we roll it over until the next jackpot.
For yay! Now, everybody will get some stuff for playing the game.
Yeah, you will, absolutely.
But hopefully we'll have one winner at the end of this. Now, Dean, is that fake or is that real, the sound you're making there? Dean?
I think he's making fake juke sounds.
It's both. Yeah.
It's both, it's fake, and it's real. Guys, 30 seconds on my mark. Mark, you got 30 seconds left. Stop horsing around. Look at Hector.
Hector's chugging.
Hector, go to town.
Hector's making me want to puke right now.
Look at Hector with that. Wait. Jesus Christ. Hey, Dan, look how far ahead of you Hector is.
15 seconds.
15, 14, 13.
There he's out.
12.
Good job, Hector.
11.
There you go.
10, 9.
What?
They're all in. Mike. Hey, what are you doing there, Bart? What do you got there, Bart? What?
He didn't. He threw in a full bottle.
Oh, Dean's done.
Dean is out.
Dean is out.
Then there were two. No.
Dean is out.
Wow. How you feeling, Hector?
Dean, tell us, how come you had to quit?
After that fifth, like, it took me, like,
seconds remaining.
Right.
No possibility.
You weren't going to go for that, and you were pacing yourself. I get the microphone over to Hector. Hector,
do you think you got a pee, Dean?
Yeah, I got a pee.
Barf. Everything.
Got a pee, dump. Hector, how are you, sir?
I'm hanging in there.
Oh, so now it is.
His eyes are watering.
You want some salt, Hector?
Cheeks are filling up.
Now it is Hector and Dan.
Yep.
Dan, when you looked at these group of men, did you think really that it was going to come down to you and Hector?
No.
Now, Hector, no. I got to give a round of applause to Hector.
Hector, yeah. Hector's done a beautiful job with this. Now, John is taking photos of each of these guys, so you can see the guys we're talking about
at
WNEW.com. Click on Don and Mike on our icon there.
Now, Dan's putting up a good front here, but then I look at you when nobody's looking at you.
A lot of pain.
Where's your pain?
It's a lot of pain.
How about you, Hector? You in any pain?
No.
And, Dean, why don't you go take a leak?
Okay.
You're a free man now to go take...
Go ahead, Dean. If you want to go,
go number one.
Drain the lizard.
Yeah, go drain it and come on back in. We're going to continue with the show now.
Oh, that's it.
Oh, no.
That's it.
Oh, Hector is our winner.
Oh, Dan just puked.
Oh, my God.
Hector just puked.
But technically, Hector has won.
Hector wins.
No, technically, Hector wins.
Hector wins,
and here's why.
That's right.
Because they both emptied their bottles,
right.
And he stood standing the longest.
And right.
Hold on. Robbie, I want to get some of this puke on the air.
That was Dan again.
Hector says he only lost it because Dan did.
Yeah, okay, I don't, but I also...
Oh, hold on.
God damn it. There's Hector again.
Oh, Hector just puked again. Hector just puked again.
Oh, God.
Hector just...
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
All of Hector's...
I've never seen clear throw before.
All of Hector's water has come up. I don't think you're going to need any salt, Hector.
That's
horrible. How much money has Hector won? $120
$120.
Can you get this guy a mint?
Mm-hmm. All right, hold on a second. Hector, you done yet?
Are you okay, Hector?
You know what, Mike?
Yeah, he's okay. Thumbs up.
That box of Altoids, I think everyone has earned one.
There you go.
All
right, Rob. Let me see. So Hector was here for 2 hours.
Hector, you can go to the bathroom if you want.
Now, hold on. Stay and puke again if you got to puke.
He needs a tissue.
Somebody get him something else.
Give him a tissue, please. Can we get some tissues for Hector, please?
For the love of God! There you go. Rob's got some.
Okay. Hector hung in to the last possible
second.
See,
what happens is Dan puked after Dan had his sixth bottle of water.
And I think it motivated Hector to puke.
Because Dan puked before Hector puked.
Dan was keeping up the good front. And I looked at you. Remember, right before you puked, I said, that's when the armor went down because you just looked like you couldn't maintain it anymore.
I had a very... I don't want to touch that.
No. Come on. Well, you're talking to the microphone. Well, you just puked in it. What? Go ahead.
I was in great shape, and all of a sudden,
right.
I got a sharp pain right in the middle, right up here, right below my rib cage.
And it all came up.
And I hold the counter to maybe, relieve some pressure, maybe balance it out a little bit. I think I must have inhaled too much or wiggled my toe or did something. And it all... Very.
But Hector, that puke, I don't know how much of that puke sound got on the air, but that was great. Trinity, did that get on the air?
I think it's safe to say, Hector, that most of the water has left your system now.
You know what was amazing is really that puke was crystal clear. That looked like a Poland Spring commercial.
When we started
his color's coming back.
When we started with six guys, Hector looked like the least likely guy to win.
Oh, Hector, what are you licking your hands for?
He's licking the salt. He's getting AC4 and salt.
Oh, okay. I thought he was licking puke off his hands.
All you guys have a little salt. Seriously.
Salt. Yeah. Okay, so let's see. Hector, you get $120.
Round of applause for Hector.
$120 for Hector.
That's right.
And let me see. How many other guys we got here? You know what? I'll give all the other guys $50 each.
Yeah!
Just for coming down. Just for coming down. And Hector, I'll throw another $50 on top of that, so you get $170, okay?
$170. Way to go.
And all the guys get $50 for coming down.
And there's some water left if you want to take any with you.
Yeah, we got plenty of water for you guys.
Thanks, Buzz.
Don, I don't think we've ever had the live puke sound effect like that, where it was the...
Oh,
it was Hector who gave us that,
it was
that wonderful
like the,
treat.
It was the water. It wasn't the... It was just that solid... That
it was just pure... I guess, as Rob said, it was pure water coming out of it.
Pure water.
You're feeling better now, aren't you, Hector?
100%.
100%.
Anybody want to go double or nothing?
For what?
For what?
Double or nothing, your money, double or nothing. I'll double the stakes in the next hour.
To do what?
Same thing.
Keep drinking?
You want to play the game again? Yeah, keep drinking. I'll pay you $5 a minute this time.
Hell no.
All right.
Yep. Hell no, Hector.
No, I'm kidding, guys. Get out of here.
He's kidding. Dan was going to be in.
I know you. Get out of here.
Get out of here, guys.
Hold on. Come here, though. Who do you want to say hello to before you guys leave? One at a time. You got to say, Dan, who do you want to say hi to?
He's been very supportive. He's been calling me, saying, you know, how you doing? How
right.
In? So I want to say thank you.
Okay.
A little to all my friends and family.
And everybody's a little shaky right now.
You did good,
none
Dan.
Of them are listening.
You did good. You did really good.
All right, Dean, do you want to say hi to anybody?
Yeah, my girlfriend Millie. Boy Martin, and my peeps John and Mike down at Stilettos.
Dean, you make me laugh, man, just looking at you.
Hector, a big winner. Hector, who you want to say hi to?
Nobody right there.
All right, Hector's about ready to future. All right, needs a break. Hector, go to the bathroom.
How about Bart, one of the first guys to drop out?
No, I just want to say hi to my folks and my baby Antonella.
All right, very good.
Nice. Okay, next, the fire guy? Forget your name, sorry.
My dad, my first day squad in the Peapot Renaissance.
All right, very good.
Beautiful. And the first pussy to drop out of the game.
No, he was the first.
Oh, I'm sorry. The second pussy to drop out of the game.
And what's your name? What's your name?
Justin.
All right, Justin. Who do you want to say hi to?
Hello, my brother and my girlfriend, Marissa.
All right.
Excellent.
Excellent. A round of applause for all of these guys.
And the last guy, I'll take that bucket with you, okay? Thank you. Justin, it's you, buddy. Thank you, Justin.
Justin, you got to take the puke bucket out of here.
No, not the bag. The whole
bucket.
Mostly just water.
You got to take the whole puke bucket out there with you.
There's not a dry eye in the house.
Oh, my God. That's some great puke.
Wow.
That's some great puke.
Good
man, oh, man.
Who would have thought? Hector, I would have pegged him for the first guy to be out of the contest.
Yep. And also, I think, I don't know if it was like you guys, but I saw it as a urinary challenge, not a vomit challenge.
Who would have thunk it?
Yeah. Me either.
Always a lot of twists and turns.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, and I love this. I'm going to the instant feedback now. Jersey Steve, I don't know why a-holes love writing stuff like this, but it starts with, hey, I bet you won't read this on the air.
Uh-huh.
Of course we won't. Jersey Steve, FORMANTERA 529547 at AOL.com. I'll read it if I give out your AOL address. I bet you won't read this on the air, but you are blatantly swiping a drinking game Ron and Fez did a month ago. They had Al Dukes and a listener drink iced tea every half hour. The first one to have to go to the bathroom loses. You guys are overdoing this and a month too late. Hello, I got news for you. Okay, everybody?
I think there have been drinking games for a while.
This contest is about 100 friggin' years old, okay? We're not reinventing the wheel here, okay?
It's just good, clean American fun. And believe me, that water was clean.
Hey, listen, you got the balls to write something and say, I bet you won't read this on the air. You kiss my ass.
There you go.
You hear me? I'll read anything on the air. God damn. No offense to Ron and Fez, do a great show, and we enjoyed being on their show last night.
Yeah. We had a good time last night with Ron and Fez.
But I bet when Ron and Fezzy did it, they didn't have guys puking.
Wow, absolutely. And clear puke at that.
Clear, beautiful vomit.
No discernible... I didn't get any odor
over
here.
No. And normally I got a big gag reflux happening, too, and I got nothing from it.
You didn't get a look at the angle I did. At one point, when Hector went for his second go-round, I thought I was going to lose breakfast.
I got nothing from him. Hey, breakfast. Mick's here. Hey, come here, Mick. Come on in. I mean, we got to do a break. Let's bring Mick
Foley's
in.
Here. Hey, Mick.
Hey, Mick.
How you doing, buddy?
Hey, you just missed a bunch of guys puking. Oh, don't use that microphone. Use the other one.
Yeah,
that's better. Use that one.
I have some headphones so I feel official.
Absolutely.
Oh, but listen, this is just a warm-up. We got to do a break back before we actually bring you in.
I'm done.
Oh, come on, you're done.
I'm just coming in for a hello.
My ass, you're done. Here he is, the great Mick Foley, man.
I bet it's hard for you to walk around Times Square. I mean, especially down by that wrestling cafe that Lisa likes.
I thought you meant because I'm out of shape. I don't want me to walk anywhere. Yeah, it was nice. I went by last night and made a little visit to the St. Patrick's there, pay my respects to some of the guys.
And, good for you.
It was nice to be recognized, by the police officers and all that. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's the red and black flannel that is like a neon light. It's like, beep, beep, beep.
Okay, you're not going to believe this. He's written another kid's book.
Yes.
Wow. You know, I mean,
what was the last one? Last one was Fully as Good.
Yeah, right. Now he's written the two books that were seriously number one on the New York Times bestsellers list.
Yeah.
And now he's written another kid's book, like for 5-year-old kids.
Well, not according to the New York Times list. The good news is, I got the Times list right here.
Yeah.
And the book debuted at number 8, but whereas Elizabeth Olivia Saves the Circus is number one at ages 3 to 7.
Uh-huh.
My World is number 2, ages 1 to 4. Olivia, number 3, ages 3 to 7. Here's number 8, Mick Foley's Halloween Hijinks. 14 and up.
No, listen.
They're taking me out of the children's picture book market here.
I read the book. I found the challenge.
There you go. I'll meet you. The pictures, too.
Then, Mick, hold on a second. You should get away from that area because we just had guys puke it all over there.
Yeah, we're actually going to disinfect it.
Just water.
And we're going to take a break. We'll come back. Mick will be here. Of course, he'll take phone calls. We'll give away a trip to Iceland. Mankind is here. And thank you to all the guys for hold it. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
It was a celebration tinged with controversy for Jerry Seinfeld last night in New York as hecklers and protesters went shoulder to shoulder with Jerry's fans for an evening full of surprises.
It was really exciting. Really, really exciting. It was like being in a Roman Colosseum.
Jerry stepped up to the mic for his live HBO show in New York last night, wowing his audience. The stand-up did run into one problem, though. He was taunted by hecklers.
It was terrifying.
What happened?
I was not expecting that. I didn't understand you, sir. Right the first time. I think, oh, beautiful. This is perfect. But it worked out fine.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
That's our national number. And from New York, call 877-692-1027.
They can bust freestyle, but choose not to.
Right.
Don and Mike.
And we're joined again by our favorite, Mick Foley, Mankind. We do love Mick Foley.
Thank you.
Mick was just a witness to what we do during our commercial breaks here. As we all unhinged our jaws and began to stuff as much Mexican food into ourselves as we possibly could.
And listen, before we talk about your book, I don't know, everybody wants to talk to Mick. Mick loves taking phone calls. 877-365-3636, 877-692-1027. You're at the Yankees game last night?
Yeah, a surprise thing. I came in last night to do promotion today, and I went down to one of the firehouses. I'd met some of the guys at Shea that first day back, you know, first time they had baseball. They told me whenever I was in town to stop by the firehouse, so I hadn't been on a... I sat down for like a second, and all of a sudden the alarm goes off, and they're like, "Hey, you want to make a run?" So,
wow. Oh wow, hey, that's
see,
cool.
Yeah, I got to see what you know what they do. I mean, their hearts weren't even pounding. I'm like I'm supposed to be like the tough guy, and I'm like, "What are we going to do? We can stay right here." Standing out there, you know, and then we went back, and they had a benefit for the widow's fund at a bar that one of the firefighters owned, and while I was there, one of the firefighters was going to the Yankees game, and I said, "Yeah, that'd be I'm going to try to hit one of those." And a minute later, he got a call. He's like, "Hey, buddy, you want to come with us?" He wasn't even a wrestling fan. He was calling me Nick the whole time. And so, you know, it was cool. I was like on the subway, and, you know, and you couldn't get hassled because there were so many people you couldn't even move. And then I went into a bar called Stan the Man's to pick up the ticket. It was kind of cool. It was like a big family. You know, people, Mick, you rule. And then they wanted to go back to Stan the Man's after the game, except the same people who thought I ruled then now apparently thought I sucked.
Oh, why? Because they all had lots of glasses of courage. Is that why?
I believe so. But you know, I was like kind of shocked because I was used to that as part of the job for several years. The last 3 years, I mean, I'm going to go out. You know, I open on selling. I'm full of myself, but I kind of been liked a lot for the last several years, and that whole sucking thing caught me by surprise.
But you know, last night when we went to Queens, our bowling team, the Gutter Balls, we played at a Lanes in
Woodhaven Lanes,
and they had in the display rack there WWF balls where you could get like a ball with a rock on it,
right,
and one with China on it. Do they have a Mankind ball available?
they don't have them big enough.
Boy, please, that's why this is a best-selling author, ladies and gentlemen.
So the Yankees,
a children's author, yeah.
How bad did the Yankees suck last
night? It was a shame, you know, to see Clemens go out in the fourth inning. There was that one time in the eighth inning when Tino homered. It was like everyone's getting into it, you know, except for the Oakland A's wives who were right in front of me, you know. There was a moment of bonding, though, where some guy goes, "Hey, do you think you can take Chuck Zito?" I was like, "I doubt it." And they were like, "He's right down there." And I got up and I walked down to where Chuck was sitting with the A's wives. It was like, "Oh." And Chuck stood up and we embraced. And people actually cheered. It was like, "Oh, look." And they didn't know. I run into him quite a bit, you know.
Now, the A's wives, were there any of the A's girlfriends?
I'm not at liberty to say.
All right. I mean, any of the legit girlfriends?
You know, I don't know, but they were all pretty impressive looking.
Don't they put them in a different part of the stadium, though? You know, I mean, when the...
I gotta think if you got your New York stink...
You got your players' wives, you got your acceptable players' fiancés, your acceptable players' girlfriends, and then you have the section of the girlfriends that no one wants to know where they are.
Yeah, but wouldn't they complain, though? How come I don't get to sit by all the other wives?
They probably would, unless they were well-behaved.
Or so.
So you sat by the A's, C's.
Now there they are.
How do they treat... Now, when you got to the stadium, obviously, if you were by the A's wives, you must have good seats, right?
Well, no, actually, we moved down there right towards the end of the game because I knew a couple people in that section. But we were up there, just the regular fans, pretty decent seats, like way up in the first section by the third baseline. But it was a lot of fun. You know, a lot of times you go places and you're kind of shielded. You know, you get great security and people don't bother you. But it was, you know, fun to be, not hassled, but... Like I said, until the beers really kicked in around the sixth inning, it was something like a big family there, and then it got ugly.
And then do people want to F with you, really? I mean, when they've had something to drink? What are they saying to you?
The extent of it was that whole thing about you suck, and then one guy was intelligent enough and made the really great observation, "Fool, you've only got one ear." I was like, whoa, you got me there, buddy. You got me there.
Well, when you were wrestling on a regular basis, you dealt with that all the time. And there must be, I would think a guy, especially like you, I mean, with the way you have a perspective on all this, that you would have developed some sort of strategy. I mean, you of all people would have a strategy for dealing with the drunken fan that wants to fight the wrestler.
This is my strategy. Guys, if you fans listen, they know I worked very hard to get the money. And my feeling was I didn't work for 10 years to hand it all over to some drunk because I punched him in a bar fight.
Right, so, right, exactly.
An old veteran named Stan Hansen, who's hurt many a person in his career, he once told me, "Kid, don't go to bars because nothing good can happen to you there." You know, especially if you're married, there's not a whole lot of good things are going to happen.
So in essence, what you're saying is anyone that wants to F with you in a bar... They can do it without fear of retribution because...
Boy, they're not going to find me in a bar.
Right? Okay, well, it's avoid the environment, is what you're saying. Yeah.
But you were in a bar last night, though.
Yeah, I was.
You probably won't be for a while.
I walked into a bar and I got hurt. It was a metal bar.
Okay. All right, I got you. This horrible book... Now, did you have a ghostwriter for this book,
for your
kid's book?
For a children's book? Look, if I'm not going to have a ghostwriter for a 150,000-word book, no.
I was just thumbing through it.
I'm busting your balls.
Ages 14 and up. What are they doing to you by saying this is 14 and up? This is a kid's book.
Well, Mike, here's why. Look right here on the very first page, which got the picture. They got the pumpkin who's wearing the Mankind mask, okay? I know. Right on the first page, okay?
It's cute, Don.
It is cute. You know what I think? As I asked my publicist, I was like, why 14? Because I just saw this, 10 minutes before it came in the air. And I was like, 14 and up? I think what it is WWF doesn't want their critics saying that we market specifically to kids, even though there's nothing offensive in here. But, yeah, I wrote that on my own, and my artist is a good friend of mine, and she's just really wonderful. You know, the stuff she does is, I think she's, like, the best in the business, you know?
You know, I think little boys are going to throw rocks, and they're going to chase, they're going to tackle, they're going to hit, it's going to happen. And, you know, my nephews, I got two daughters of my own, but my nephews, are just so totally into this. But, you know, with the whole, and I know the WWF gets the whole rap of the violence thing, that's probably why they're giving you a hard time with the book. But, I just think the kids, get excited about the wrestlers, and I don't see anything really that bad.
Let me just read a couple of passages from this book, and I defy you to
slowly
tell me...
he ran the knife across the man's throat. Blood spurted in five different directions.
I defy you to tell me this is not written by a ghostwriter. Listen to the eloquent words.
Okay.
They saw a lone Stone Cold set and a box of China clothes. One last Triple H costume, complete with a rubber nose.
Mm-hmm.
The kids returned to Pumpkin Lane and ate till they felt sick. They enjoyed that special feeling. Thank goodness for old Mick.
because Mick, I'm the hero of my own story.
Oh, oh, good. Well, yeah. That's the way it
should be. I saved the day for Halloween.
Cool.
All six kids fell fast asleep as the month turned to November. Halloween was done, and it was one they'd all remember.
Yeah.
Really, come on, who wrote this for you? Lionel Richie?
Hey.
This is like, oh, what a feeling when you're dancing ceiling.
Listen, wait, all right, but listen, now here's where you get the good stuff comes in. You're reading the sappy stuff there.
Okay, all right.
But then listen. Now, the kids are running in. The idea is everyone wants to be a WWF superstar of Halloween, which is why the monsters get upset and they try to put the hex on the clothes. I have to come in and save the day.
Okay.
But now, here's the children. Now, listen. Now, imagine. Now, look at the picture here. You can see the walls are all bare. It's like there's literally nothing left in the WWF section.
So funny, just, right? Kids' books.
The children ran straight to the store down the aisle and headed left to the costumes of the superstars of the WWF. But their favorite costumes were all gone, or at least that is what they thought, when behind a load of test costumes that not a single child had bought.
Wow. That's right.
Whereas there's no WWF costumes left, you look at Test, and he's got test clothes, test wigs, test big horse teeth.
Man.
And so just thanks.
You are a walking, talking, money printing factory. I will tell you that right now. Everything working together on the same.
Everything's working together. I'll tell you what I got going for you. This book has going for you. It's a book that parents like to read to their kids, makes people feel warm inside, where at the same time I can make fun of my fellow WWF friends and hurt their feelings.
Yeah. Now, do you make fun of that one guy? Who's the one guy that you wrote about in the last book? Who's that guy? What's the guy's name? Who's the dude I'm talking about? You know the guy? Everything you wrote in your last book had something to do bad with this guy. That this guy was a...
Yeah, I remember.
It wasn't The Rock, was it?
No, not The Rock. It was Al Snow.
Yeah, yeah.
Is Al Snow in this kid's book?
Yes, he is.
Read me the passage about that big pussy Al Snow.
This is the section where the kids and monsters decide they're going to change outfits. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, now this is where you save Al Snow for the towards the end of the story.
Al Snow says
a leather vest and Stone Cold wig were handed next to Ware, who's the werewolf.
Right.
Sadly, Lars then realized the wolf couldn't trade his hair. Like, he can't just take off. He doesn't have a wolf costume. He is a wolf.
Right. He's a wolf.
For a moment, Halloween seemed doomed, but Lars smiled and yelled, "Let's go! I'll try acting really dumb, so I'll look just like Al." So for a parent, they're tucking a little toddler in. They share a little bonding time.
That's good.
Bam, we stick it to Al Snow.
Now, if I remember the story, Al Snow is just some guy, you know, right?
Al's a great wrestler.
Yeah, but I mean, he's a guy who you just continue to bust his balls all the time.
You know what?
You go out of your way to bust his balls.
Sorry, no, here. I'm going to ask you guys for advice, all right? I'm going to be on Millionaire. They're taping at the 18th and
19th. Who wants to be a millionaire?
Are you going
to
dress like that?
Probably.
I pray you do. I pray you wear a flannel shirt.
Absolutely.
On Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Go for it.
Al Snow is my lifeline.
You know, you should have Al Snow be the guy who sits behind you. You know how
that's right.
You know,
like, it's all like the wives when they sit in back of the
room. You know, like when they got like a homo guy, Regis, who gets very uncomfortable, he goes, and there's Mike O'Mara and your partner, Rob Spiewak. Well, then fine. Yes, use Al Snow as a lifeline. And who will you have sit behind you?
I don't know.
You can bring your wife, you think, to do that?
You know, I get kids, and they might not. It's a long taping. They might get a little antsy. And I was thinking, I'm playing for the Widows Fund for the firemen and police officers.
Ah, beautiful. Very nice, man.
So I've been asking, a bunch of people, like, the last thing you want to do is look like you're taking advantage, you know, of their heroism. I've asked like four or five people. You guys feel free to tell me what you thought. And I asked the firemen themselves if it would be inappropriate for them to come as my guest since I'm playing for their fund. And they
I don't
seem,
think so.
Everyone seems to think it's pretty good.
You know, that's a good idea.
You hear a lot about this in this city as far as what's being done for the police, the firefighters, the emergency medical technicians. I seriously don't think you can do enough of that stuff.
Yeah.
I don't think, and you know, you got to take that thing. I know what you're saying. You're
right.
saying, is this going to be something that looks like we're trying to exploit or
right,
anything?
Right.
But I don't think so because it's you got to put it from their perspective. And if they're having a good time and they're coming to the show, that's what it's all about. So I think go for it.
Would there be any chance that could be a lifeline for anything? I mean, is there anything you think that you don't know that I might know? I mean, I'm good with like old football stuff and old TV stuff.
Right.
I'm outstanding. I'd love to be your lifeline.
Rob was actually a lifeline.
Would you like to be my lifeline?
I would love to. I would kill to be your lifeline.
I'll tell we'll make that happen. Because there's supposed to be a list of four lifelines, and so I thought, well, hey, I'm going to use my book people. So I called up, you know, a historian that I met, you know, one of my favorite historians.
Right.
A lot of this. Called up the lady from the New York Times who interviewed me. But the problem is, if you're really smart, then you've got a lot of to lose by not knowing the...
Exactly.
I'm really dumb. I'd love to be your lifeline.
Yeah, you have nothing to lose.
I'd
right?
love to. Oh, that would be such an honor.
You got it.
Listen, hold on. Let's go to some calls now for Mick Foley. His new book is called Mick Foley's Halloween Hijinks.
Hijinks.
Halloween
and
Hijinks.
It's already being heralded of all the WWF-themed Halloween books out there. This is being heralded as the best.
The best one.
The best one.
Except
best
that one by Al Snow was pretty good.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello, you're on with Mick. Hi.
Mick, you plan to stay in wrestling?
Well, you sound like the guy who told me I sucked last night.
No, man.
Did you go to the Yankees game last night?
Yankees game? You had a couple beers in you?
I'm from Connecticut.
Okay. Matter of fact, a man from Connecticut, 11-year-old boy, has won the Foley Guinea Pig Sweepstakes.
What the hell is that?
Well, I'm doing a book signing in Long Island tonight. Can I plug that for
you? Yes, of course.
Like a medical experiment or something like that?
6 o'clock at the South Shore Mall in Bayshore. And, my house was overrun by guinea pigs a year ago. They had babies. And the boys can't be with the boys. They fight. And the boys can't be with the girls because, you know, they do other things.
Right. They reproduce.
And so... I had all these cages of guinea pigs, and so the last book came out, I had two great big guinea pig giveaways, and and so I just put it on the internet, Chubby Cheeks Foley to be, given to the prize winner, so they had to write a letter. So this kid wrote a cute, really cute letter about why he thought he should have the guinea pig. So I called up WWF, I was like, just email him, because I don't know how to use a computer. I was like, email him and tell him to call my hotel room, just for confirmation. And he's like, you sure you don't want, you want to give away your room number? I'm like, oh, only there for one day. It's not like he's got my number, going to hound me. And these guys, they're winning my guinea pig. They called up that I got back from the Yankee game. The answer machine was like, is this for real? Are you sure you're not joking? Because we will be there. It was like, it's just kind of cool that something like that is...
Would this mean that you're traveling with your guinea pig?
I'm traveling with the guinea pig.
Oh, God. Where are you keeping it?
Well, we got it in the car down there.
Okay, in the car.
In the car, legs up in the air.
Yeah. Legs akimbo.
Oh, the guy's question. Back into wrestling. I don't want to spill the beans here, buddy, but I think if you watch SmackDown tonight, my presence will be felt.
Now, listen, wait, hold on. Didn't you promise your wife and your kids that you weren't going to do that anymore?
I promised I wasn't going to get hit in the head with a chair. I didn't promise I wouldn't walk out and tell a couple dumb jokes to an audience of millions.
Or perhaps open up a can of whoop-ass on somebody.
You're good, you.
You.
Hello. No, you.
You.
Where's Mick?
Don't know.
Where's the guinea pig?
Gone.
Where'd he go?
Don't know. Hello, Rich, New Jersey. Hello. Now listen, Mick. Here's a guy who says you bought him lunch once.
I don't think there's anybody out there who can say that honestly.
Is that true?
Rich? Yes, I can.
Mick buy you lunch once?
Mick bought me and a friend of mine lunch about 7 years ago at an autograph signing in Jersey.
Why?
It was at a horror convention.
Oh, I hated, I hated that horror convention. Can I tell you right now, this is before wrestling, or especially before I was really kind of a big name. And so the guy's paying me a couple $100 to appear at the horror convention. I show up, and the picture he's selling is the one of me when I just lost my ear and I have the blood running down.
Oh, God.
And he's like making announcements like, see, wrestling's big time bleeder, heavy juicer, Mick Foley. And the guy is selling the Tonya Harding home sex video.
Oh, we saw that thing. Yeah,
you know, but I'm here on him. I mean, at this point, I've been busting my butt for 10 years wrestling, or 8 years at that point. You know, and I've got starting to accumulate that big list of injuries, and I got a guy next to me going, "Humsy, Tonya Harding, she does it three different ways." And I finally stopped. And I said, "You've got to stop selling that video." Yeah. And I've got people who don't even know I am who are buying a picture of me just because I'm missing an ear. It was a horrible, horrible day.
How'd I
end up buying you lunch?
Well, it was, we were at the autograph signing. You were definitely one of my favorite wrestlers.
Thanks.
And we hung out for about, you, me, and a friend of mine, when you were doing the autographs, you took a picture with us, and you signed the Cactus Jack, bang, bang. Matter of fact, I still have the picture. It was a Polaroid. And we were going to go out for lunch, my friend and I, at the restaurant.
Come on,
hotel.
Enough biography.
Jeez, how, okay. Come on.
How did Mick buy you lunch?
Anyway. We saw Mick in the restaurant. He was eating, and then when he left before us, and then when we went to go pay the check, the waitress came over and said, "No, the gentleman that's Cactus Jack that's signing the autographs bought your lunch."
Okay,
it was like, we got to.
Did you really do that, Mick?
You know, I don't.
And I never got a chance to thank you because you had left afterwards. I didn't stick around to do any more autographs.
I haven't been known throughout my career, especially 8 years ago, for picking up the tabs for anything.
Okay, all right. Well, then you burst his bubble. Let me try another guy.
It may be true. Maybe he was.
Here's Whip, a guy named Whip, who says you judged an MTV contest that he was in.
Yes.
Hello, Whip.
Yeah.
Really? What did Mick do for you?
There was a contest on MTV, I would say about a year and a half ago.
Who wants to be a wrestler?
Yep, you got it.
Okay, or so you want to be a wrestler.
Yeah, I was actually the stupid guy with the red dog.
Red dog?
Yeah, I had a red dog that I kept calling Blue. It was a blatant ripoff of Mankind.
Yeah, that's right. But didn't I vote for you?
Yeah, that's why I went to the college, dude. I went to say thanks.
The Hungarian Barbarian?
Oh, yeah.
It's the thank you Mick Foley show.
Was that you?
No, but you know what sucked?
What?
I never got to go to WrestleMania, man.
You got hurt, didn't you?
What happened?
Did you get hurt or something?
Nah, Barbarian got hurt.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was your part. All right, Barbarian, you were you were his partner.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to be out there picking out the best wrestler with the most legitimate chance to be a superstar.
Yeah.
Instead, I'm basically picking out the guy who does the best imitation of being me.
There you go.
That was about it.
There's something about that guy.
Like that. All right, so Mick did something nice for you, but I also heard a bitch there. You didn't get a prize?
Yeah, they were supposed to give WrestleMania tickets, and instead they chipped me, man.
Get you. So we'll call MTV. What are you calling him for?
Yeah.
Oh, man. But I just have to tell Mick thanks. And also, how the hell does a guy who gets so bloody and career is so violent write a kid's book?
That's the multifaceted of Mick Foley.
That's the enigma of Mick Foley.
The heavy layers.
That's the complexity of Mick Foley. One of the things that we like about having him on the show, it's just a man of many contradictions.
It's like peeling off a Band-Aid. Mm-hmm. It really is. You never know what you're going to find under there.
Oh, I love that theory. Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much.
Hey, you know what? I'm glad you answered that, because I don't have an answer.
You do.
I don't know.
It's like peeling a Band-Aid off.
And I still think that he wants to go back to that bar where the guy said he sucked.
Yeah, he does. And you're right. Someone's got a lot of balls. They go, "Hey, one ear, how you doing?"
Yeah, as they're walking by, there's a barricade between us.
All right, can you stay for another break?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Then we gotta do this. We'll come back more with Mick after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Larry, there's a syndicated radio show that's huge here in town called the Don and Mike Show. I know they're huge fans of yours. They're coming to town. Could you send us an autographed copy of your book that we could pass on to them?
Wait a minute. You're telling me Don and Mike will read a book about prayer? Okay.
Yeah.
Give them this message.
Okay.
Okay? Tell them both to pray for civility and class.
Ooh.
Ask your God a job, boys.
Yeah. Right.
Gold medalist twat putters.
What a hum.
Don and Mike.
All right, we're back with Mick Foley. I want to get calls on here for Mick.
Do you mind if I give you a little Larry King input here?
Sure.
I actually went back and did something, you know, you're not ethically supposed to do. I wrote a little something about my experience on the Larry King show, some a little bit negative towards Larry, but I wanted to be on the show again, so I actually went back. It's tough to do. I had to write a paragraph with exactly as many words saying something nice about Larry.
As you did bad about him?
I did bad. And so I kind of came across, it wasn't like a glowing tribute, but it just didn't make him look bad. And he really wasn't that bad. But after what he said to you, I'm going to tell you something. You know, I've been watching the news. And I think Peter Jennings has been great. You know, and Diane Sawyer is always great. I always have a special place in my heart for Katie.
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't, right?
Wow.
And I just look at Katie when she's interviewing somebody, and she can tell she just cares so much. And I compare that to Larry, who literally, when I watch, was going, "So your husband died. Tell me about that."
Come on, Larry.
Yeah, you know, you're so right about Katie Couric. I saw her doing an interview the other day, and it's, I mean, you know, she can relate, I think, to a lot of, you know, being a, you know, a widow herself, a widower, and I mean, I should say.
What did you write about Larry that was bad?
You know, just that he just didn't seem to have any rapport with his crew, and that he didn't really seem to care that we were there. You know, and
how did you balance it out then with good stuff?
Well, what it was is I said that it reminded me of the Republican when he had the Republican candidates on, and I said I compared Roddy Piper to being Alan Keyes. You know, who's just, because Piper was just out of his mind that day, and I compared Barry Blaustein, the director, to McCain, just kind of taking it all in. And I said I was kind of like George W. Bush, just trying to get a couple words in when I could. You know?
You want to hear something funny with Larry King? We're not going to have time for this today. We've tried to start this the last 2 days.
We're having a lot of fun with
it. It's a book on tape. We hate Larry King. We've hated him for
years. This is the kind of thing that makes Larry King tell people that we should pray for civility in class.
It's the book called Daddy Day, Daughter Day.
Where he wrote about his divorce.
A book that he wrote on tape with his daughter.
Right.
Now listen to this. Hold on. You just got to hear the beginning of it.
We laugh at this. Audiobook is dedicated to all divorced fathers who know the joy of every precious moment spent with their little daughters.
Yeah. Hi.
I'm a good guy. I'm Larry King.
Hi, it's Larry King.
I wrote this book.
Kids presentation.
And it's like it's a kids thing. It's for kids. It's like, you know, you wrote a book for kids.
Did that hit the list?
It was out in 1997.
Hey, I'll tell you what. Can I balance it out with a nice Katie story?
Katie Couric story.
Oh, yeah, we like Katie.
Oh, we love Katie Couric.
I got a call May 20th from my publicist Jennifer, who's in the other room there.
Yeah.
And she goes, "Guess who wants you?" I said, "Who?" And she says, "The Today Show."
There you go.
Today Show. I said, "I was just on it." She goes, "No, as soon as they found out you had a Halloween book, they booked you, want you for October 30th. And I went, "Katie must like me." Somebody must like you. They booked you again. So you know what the nice thing is? I mean, literally, I've known about this booking for 5 months. I'll be driving around like in traffic, and I'll be like, "Oh, God." And then in the back of my mind, it's like, I talk to Katie.
hot for Katie Couric.
She's fantastic.
She's wonderful.
Yeah. She is. And I won't bore you with the story about it. We used to be friends with her.
Yeah, she started in Washington, D.C. That's where she got her start. And she was the local reporter for Channel 4 in Washington, D.C.
And back before she became Katie Couric.
And right? she actually used to, we'd call her and ask her what kind of underwear she was wearing.
What kind of underpants she was wearing. And she would always answer.
She would answer us.
She would always answer.
We did it to a lot of TV people when we were doing the morning show. But
she's a hot little girl.
We remember those calls to Katie with a little more fondness.
Okay, so just listen to the beginning of this, Larry King.
Okay,
just listen to this.
Written and read by Larry King
and Kaya King.
Right. It's so jive. I apologize to the audience. They're going to want us to do this all day today.
I understand.
We've teased it for 2 days in a row. We can't.
This is Larry King compensating for his incredible guilt.
But I promise tomorrow we're going to hear the whole goddamn thing on the show.
Waiting for Daddy.
Kaya's mommy and I are divorced. Not easy being divorced.
I remember how Daddy used to carry me outside at night to look at the stars in the southern sky.
Daddy.
He would sing, "When you wish upon a star."
When you wish upon a star. It's not easy being a daddy when you don't live with the daughter you love very much.
And you got to play the horses.
My daughter, Kaya.
Okay, here we go.
My dog, Bram, always warns me when Daddy is a block away.
And now you hear the part about he disses the ex-wife.
Yeah, he gives the ex-wife. Yeah, I mean, it's totally subtle, but it's a Larry King diss.
A brief hello to the ex.
Very brief.
And then something very troubling about taking his daughter to a special place.
Yeah, very strange.
Daddy never understands how I always manage to be waiting outside when he arrives.
Who put you there? Usually, once a week, I get to pick Kyra up and spend the whole day with her. I go to bed early the night before because I know I'm getting up to have a day with my daughter.
After my radio show's over.
My parents have been divorced for 5 years, and it is still hard.
And doesn't she sound like one of those people that's been kidnapped and they're reading a, they're reading a thing that says, I am being treated fairly, my meals are fine.
I feel like I don't have a complete family. But Daddy visits often, and
Daddy
is happy for us to have time together.
Daddy.
We are going on an adventure today.
I'm here.
Daddy has lots of things planned.
Here we go.
I get into my car real early in the morning. I know she loves this car.
I'm in my traditional bad mood.
I put the top down, and I zip over to my daughter's house.
My hair's not moving.
On a day with Daddy, I kiss my mom goodbye and run to my father's dark brown Cougar.
Classic.
Okay, hold on. Here's her. This is the mom now.
Tan color inside. It's a big car, and Daddy's leather boots shine as we drive along.
His leather half-zip-up boots.
Jesus. I have a secret. Daddy lets me steer the car from the center of the seat.
While I'm drinking. Here, Kaya.
Daddy needs another more cigarette. Take the wheel.
He always makes me feel grown up and special.
Yeah, put on these clothes. Sean Bonet.
There's a brief hello to her mother. Just brief.
Just brief.
Oh, yeah, see, Mick? Isn't that a deal? There's a brief hello to her mother.
Hi. Put her in the car. Bye.
And then little Kaya is in the car, and the thrilling day begins. We always go to her favorite place. She doesn't tell any of her friends about it. She doesn't tell her mother about it.
See? These are all like danger signs, right? These are warning flares. My kid comes home and says, hey, I went with someone, but Dad, I can't tell you where it was.
Right.
I'm not allowed to.
And how many, you know, when he talks about the thrilling day beginning, how many times do you think, like, some divorce says, hey, listen, I can't do it tomorrow. I got to pick up my kid.
I doubt it.
The first place Daddy takes me is to our secret park.
Uh-oh. Okay, and that's where we always stop.
Yes, we do.
We'll pick it up tomorrow.
Yes, absolutely.
But that's
Daddy Day, Daughter Day.
That's Larry King.
Larry King trying to be a good guy.
How many kids you got?
I got three kids.
Oh, you dedicated the boy. Listen, I love the dedication.
In this book.
This is to your kids, right?
Yeah, it sure is.
In his new book, the Halloween book. I love this. This is dedicated for my three monsters. Dewey, Noel, and Little Mick.
There you go.
That's nice. That's very nice, Mick.
It's good. A round of applause for the kids.
That's nice.
I'm going to call them, too. As soon as I get off, I'm going to say hello to my wife. Just a brief hello.
Just brief. All right, a couple more calls for Mick. We got off on that Larry King tangent. Everybody, I promise you'll hear the book on tape tomorrow.
Daddy Day, Daughter Day.
On tomorrow's episode.
I see Daddy's leather boots shine.
A brief hello.
The one thing he said, he asked me, was there any wrestler you wish you could have gone back and wrestled that you didn't? And I said, you know, the two guys I always wished I could have been in the ring with was Ric Flair and Bruiser Brody. He goes, oh, the Bruiser! And I didn't want to say, yeah, he was stabbed to death about 12 years ago.
I don't need to do any research. Hi.
Hi, I'm Larry King.
Dan, New Jersey, you're on with Mick Foley, Don and Mike Show. Hey, Dan.
Yeah, hi, Don and Mike.
Hey, thanks for waiting.
No problem. Hey, Mick, big fan.
Thank you.
I just wanted to ask you, with the beatings that you've taken over the years,
yes.
Has the WWF compensated you enough?
Enough is a tough word there.
It's a relative word, isn't it, Mick?
I had a couple of really good years there. I think the compensation was fair in that respect. It's not fair as far as my book royalties are concerned. But,
yeah, I was noticing the WWF on the front of your book. I was going to ask you about that. You got to give them a pretty decent slice of that, right?
Yeah, a little more than I would like them to.
Okay.
Mm. Oh, so are you still contractually bound to the WWF?
Oh, this is what apparently I should have left after the last. This is watch Mick bury his career on live radio.
Okay.
So what you're saying is you couldn't be happier.
I couldn't be happier with the WWF. No, I'm looking forward to being the commissioner, but I realistically am looking forward to a day when I'm not, when I don't have to be involved. You know, where I'm involved because I want to come back and do things and not because I have to.
Gotcha. Here is Winston calling from Clinton, Maryland. Winston, hi, you're on with Mick Foley. Hello.
How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great, thanks.
Yeah, Mick, big fan.
How are you doing?
You only did that about 1,000 times the last time you were on the show.
I was into it last time.
Yeah, like, you worship. Yeah, wait, what do you want, Winston?
Yeah, I heard you mention the illustrator of your book. Did the WWF tell you that you couldn't use Jerry King Lawler as your illustrator because he's fired?
No, you know what happened is Jerry Lawler ended up quitting like a day after I was asked to do this book. It was actually Judith Regan, the publisher, who said, you know, asked me if I wanted to do that Halloween book. And Jill Thompson is a very good friend of mine, the girl who did the illustrations. And we have done two books together that are based on the WWF superstars as young children. And they're really, I mean, the books are really cute. You guys get a kick out of them. As far as the inside jokes go.
Give me your lunch money.
You know, no, it's cute. It's like Kurt Angle, you know, bragging he'll be the only one who can ride the big roller coaster. Miniland, and then Kurt has a little accident.
Miniland.
And then he runs off. I'll tell you a little line. He runs off, and it says, you know, actually it was China. This is how long ago I wrote it. China was still in the loop, you know. It says, the coaster's car zigged and zagged, and when it looped the loop, China looked at Hunter and said, I think I smell a poop. And so Kurt takes off, and then it says, the Rescals tried hard not to laugh when they saw the singlet sagging, for Kurt had really been a jerk, mean and always bragging. And then he learns a valuable lesson, and by the end of the story, he's happily riding the kitty rides with Al Snow, who'd been afraid to begin with.
Al Snow again.
So Jill and I had done some work, and as soon as I found out the King wouldn't be available, you know, I got her and... you know, I'll be honest. I think my writing is I write pretty well for children, but I think her illustrations are the
they're
the
good.
Big part
it's terrific. I mean, it's right on the cover. Yeah. You can get a good look at that.
Yeah. Here's Tony in New Jersey. You're on with Mick Foley. Hi.
Hey guys, how are you?
We're doing great, thank you. Hi, Tony.
That's my flounder. That's my
new thing. You're the greatest. I just about finished the second book now, and I love it.
Hey, hold on a second. Hey, hold on. Let me interrupt you, please. Mick just did his impression of Flounder from Animal House. Hello.
You're a plethora of talent, I'll tell you that.
Oh, okay, thank you.
I love your books. Let me ask you a question. Is there any truth to the fact that you're going to be coming back as WCW commissioner or some form taking on William Regal?
You know what? If you watch the show, Monday night, William Regal, he turned on
WWF.
And like I said, I don't want to expose any truths here, but... if I were you, I'd watch SmackDown tonight.
I will be.
That is the second less than subtle plug for SmackDown tonight.
SmackDown.
Yeah. Watch SmackDown tonight with Mick. Okay, one more call. Hello, Don and Mike, Stardust in Jersey. Stardust, hi.
Hi, gentlemen.
Hey.
All right, my question.
Are you a guy?
What?
Is your name Stardust?
Yes, sir. I'm a guy.
Are you a homo?
What kind of name is that?
Sir.
Huh?
I'm a dancer.
I'm a dancer.
Wow.
I dance and I rap.
That didn't really clear up that question.
Yeah, you're right, Mick.
I cleared up your question.
Yes,
all right,
I'll
be honest. My question is about Access with the new hosting. Are you going to be involved with the new Access and it's going to be taped? When does that start?
Yeah, you know what? I don't know. This is a pretty busy month for me getting out and doing the books. And believe it or not, I'm working on a novel. Which takes up a lot of hours. So I don't know if I haven't been asked to do Access. And I don't know what my answer would be if I was asked.
All right, there you go. Thank you.
All right.
Hey, good luck with the dancing career, Stardust.
Bye, Fag.
Larry's right about you.
Larry.
I'm going to pray for civility in class.
Daddy day, daughter day.
My boots are shining.
Well, Mick, we want to thank you.
Hey,
as
thank
always,
you.
We love having you come by the show. Now, the brand new book, the new Mick Foley book, is Mick Foley's Halloween Hijinks.
I was thumbing through it. If you got kids that love wrestling, this is a great book for them.
That's nice.
And let's face it, if they don't love wrestling, there's absolutely no reason to pick it up.
No, I mean, you know, no matter what, don't hit me.
But two things to plug, if you don't mind.
Sure, plug away.
Tonight, 6 o'clock at
your book signing.
South Shore Mall and Bayshore, and October 30th. Mick and Katie.
On the Today Show.
He's already dreaming about it.
On the Today Show. And if you'll do that, can you do that one for my nephews?
Yeah,
Nick and Drew. Christ, they love you.
Show up early, you get a chance to see Chubby Cheeks Foley.
There you go.
Come see the gerbil, the guinea pig thing out there.
I have a special place where I keep that gerbil, too. So,
I wasn't going to say nothing about that.
It prevents chafing.
Gotcha. Well, Mick, you're always a great guest. You're welcome anytime on this show.
Thank you very much.
The great Mick Foley. Mankind.
He's got one ear, you know. And he sucks.
Yeah. So go ahead, challenge him at a bar.
There you go.
Oh, it's time for Buzz in the News now. Here we go.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
verboten,
one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It was Buzz.
Me.
He made it up.
He made it up. Hold on, we're saying goodbye to
Mick. Saying goodbye to Mick.
Hey, always great seeing you, Mick.
Emotional goodbye.
Always great.
An emotional, teary goodbye.
Yeah. He's a good friggin' guest.
He's a lot of fun. He's great.
Book him every day of the week. Swear to God, he's a good guy.
Smart.
Watch the SmackDown show tonight.
Yeah, and he, you know, you always have that feeling with him, too. You know, he could just pulverize everybody.
Absolutely. Can you imagine being so drunk you'd hassle him last night at the Yankee game? Can you? I mean, you'd have to be almost as drunk as we were last night.
Yeah. We'd end up singing to him.
Yeah, right. Hey, Mick, you're still the one. Buzz, what is the lead story on the news show today?
Today, Bush brings barrage of bunker busters.
Oh, you.
There it is.
You.
Did Mick motivate you on that a little bit?
Yes, he did.
Okay, very good.
Oh, and listen, as long as we're at it. How about this for a trip to Iceland?
Don't know.
How about this? Call 100 right now, 877-365-3636. That's the national number, New York, 877-692-1027. Caller number 100. I hope you were listening to the whole show today. Who had the most strikes on our bowling team last night?
Boy, that's tough.
Who had the most strikes? You announced it, didn't you, Robbie?
Yeah, but it's tough anyway.
I know it is. Who had the most strikes last night on our bowling team? The Gutter Balls. We lost our first game. Mm-hmm. If you know who had the most strikes, be the 100th caller now, and you'll win a trip to Iceland.
There you go.
Listen, everybody, stay tuned, okay?
Stay tuned for news and comment.
News and comment.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
On the Don and Mike Show. That was very...
transparent.
The Don and Mike Show.
From what I've seen of their records, the only thing they do contribute is mayhem and chaos.
No, I'm chaos and he's mayhem. We're a double act.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Two cocksure broadcasters, Don and Mike.
Yep, that's right. We're just getting our picture taken with Mick Foley. And he's a man of his word. Said to me, give me your phone numbers.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to use you legitimately as a lifeline when he goes on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Not a chance. I mean, not a chance he wins the money.
You know, if a sports question comes up and he's stumped, he's probably going to give you a call.
Use a dope like me as his lifeline.
You never know.
Bonnie Bernstein's on her way up here. I guess she's just going to join us for the news and the comments today, right?
Wasn't Bonnie supposed to be on the show yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's, but she's here. She'll improve the room.
Yeah, absolutely she will. Let's get a call to 100 before we get into the world of Buzz. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who is this?
It's Kevin.
Kevin, where are you from?
Calling from Sterling, Virginia.
Beautiful. Kevin, I hope you've been listening to the whole show today. Last night, the Don and Mike Gutter Balls, we bowled in Queens, New York. We got our asses kicked. The question is, who had the most strikes for our team?
That would be the most improved bowler, Buzz.
That would be incorrect.
Ah. That is not correct. Appreciate the guess, though, sir.
That is not correct.
Nice effort, though.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this? Hello?
This is Mike.
Mike, where are you from?
Reston, Virginia.
Mike, who had the most strikes last night?
That would be Mike.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
No, this is fun.
He did not. He did not. Don't you people listen to the whole show every day? Hello, Don and Mike Show. I'm highly offended.
Maybe they're addicted to Vicodin.
I don't want to tip my hand here.
That's right. Easy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello,
who's this?
This is Lee.
Where are you from, Lee?
Midland, Virginia.
Lee, who had the most strikes?
Well, I'm not sure, but I'm going to guess Don.
Hey! Oh. Hey! Ho, ho! Thanks for the vote of confidence, everybody.
Well, I really didn't hear it, but you guys were narrowing it down.
Yeah, right. Thanks for your vote of confidence.
Good work.
Yeah, I had the most strikes. I know it's you're shocked I could pick the ball up.
Rob, do you remember the total number of strikes that Don had?
He had a total of 5 strikes, 4 spares, and just a handful.
And who
split.
Was second in the strikes department?
I believe that would be Mike, even without looking.
All right.
Two
seconds, Mike.
Second.
Second.
Something to shoot for.
And Buzz was most improved.
That's right. So there's that.
And I won best looking.
There you go. Well, listen, you, my friend, you have won. What I got for you? Oh, a trip for two to Iceland.
Wow, thanks.
Your trip includes round-trip airfare on Iceland Air.
Iceland Air.
You fly from BWI Airport. Two nights hotel accommodations. Go to IcelandAir.com for more information. Iceland Air.
Iceland Air.
The coolest airline.
Cool.
Crossing the Atlantic. Enjoy.
I flew over there.
Thanks a lot, Donna.
Enjoy your trip to Iceland.
All right.
And thanks for finally guessing that I had the most strikes.
Jesus.
Well, that, you know, that's not as embarrassing if they picked Rob or Lisa before
well,
me.
Well, I think what it was also when we were mentioning the statistics, we talked about your scoring, mm-hmm. that you scored the most, but I think specifically it was not made indelibly clear that you had the most strikes. Well, although I do perceive you as the most gifted bowler on our team.
Oh, yeah. No At question. Least right now, after the first
yes,
game.
That's right.
After everything's subject to change. Everything is. Oh, let's go to Buzz now while we're waiting for Bonnie Bernstein to get up here. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. The Pentagon says the next step in the war on terror involves bunker busters, bombs designed to penetrate the caves that protect bin Laden's gang in Afghanistan.
Sounds like a sex toy, doesn't it?
The bunker buster.
The bunker buster.
Oh! These 5,000-pound cave-busting bombs drill themselves some 30 feet into the ground.
I love it when
exploding.
You talk dirty, Buzz. Your woman will love the bunker buster.
Drilling right into
her cave.
It drills in, and then it explodes. Imagine that.
It explodes with desire.
Explodes. Where'd they get the idea? This is the fifth day of U.S. air raids on Afghanistan.
Did you say it drills?
So let me get what it actually drills.
It actually has a thing that goes
Earth or rock.
So what you're saying is we have a missile. That's not, it's a missile we're
it's
talking
a missile,
about, right?
Yeah, kind of
and it
bomb.
Finds a cave.
Finds a hole.
It finds a hole. A deep, deep, dark, wet hole.
Drills deep into it.
And then when it gets all the way in there, it explodes.
Drills it good, and then explodes.
Wow. Explodes. The missile on the end of the head explodes.
That's right.
Oh,
that's right.
And
baby.
Is there a big mushroom cloud?
I don't know what results.
I think it just sprays all over the inside. I hope the soldiers are wearing their helmets.
It's a big mess.
It takes balls to do that.
Yes, it does.
It takes balls to do that.
Bunker
it's
buzz.
Too easy. That's sexual buzz.
Yes, it was. Thank you.
That's not news. That's sex. That's sex news.
Can it be both?
Mm-hmm.
It was a month ago today, the attack on America. At 8:48 this morning, the mayor of New York, police and firefighters here, and recovery workers observed.
I'm sorry, I cannot.
Moment of silence.
I
know you would like to continue doing the news,
goodness.
But it's impossible.
And Bonnie Bernstein from CBS is here.
Isn't she lovely?
Oh, she is looking as good as I have ever seen. Oh, my God.
Look at that
nice squeeze.
Oh,
got
my.
A nice squeeze from Bonnie Bernstein. There you go. There's a hug from Mike. Oh, she's got her I Heart New York shirt on.
Oh, boy. Nobody wears it better.
Look at
Let
that.
Let me do that bunker.
And she smells good.
I had a shower for you guys.
Oh, come on. We know you had the shirt on, Lisa. Come on. There's another pretty girl in the studio. Please.
Yeah.
Please, come on. Keep it under control.
Hello,
hi, Bonnie.
Gentlemen.
Hey.
Would you bring the Altoids? You stuck them right in front of my mic.
No, we had guys puking in here. The guys were puking in here a couple hours ago.
We had a water drinking contest, and they couldn't sustain the water in their stomachs, so they all barfed.
Where are you going this
Imagine
week?
Imagine what happens if you put beer in them.
Yeah, it would be even worse.
Where are you going this week?
I'm going to the not-so-frozen tundra, where it's supposed to be raining like cats and dogs. We got Packers-Ravens.
Packers and the Ravens.
Good game.
That's a good one, though.
That's an A game.
Very good
one
game.
One of the better games on the schedule this week.
Who's the announcers you're working with?
Dan Dierdorf and Dick Enberg.
Dan Dierdorf.
Well, hello there, buddy. Let's go down the field.
They're great. I love working.
I like Dan Dierdorf. I do.
I think they're fantastic.
He's been on this show a bunch of times.
Have you ever noticed the way Dick Enberg pronounces the word line? He's down to the 6, the 5, the 4-yard line.
Line. And then play-by-play school, though.
Yeah.
There's a certain way you have to speak
the
line. Play-by-play.
That's 5 yards to go on the 5-yard line.
The line. Now, look at you. Look at how lovely you are again today.
This is casual. This is
casual. I see. You got the I Love New York shirt on.
Study. You know, you sport a different look every time you come in here. It's the different, like if there was Bonnie Bernstein Barbie, you would have, there was sweatsuit Bonnie Bernstein Barbie, where you came in and you had
I didn't have time to take a shower.
The blue, really? That was shower free.
My shower free look.
And
yeah.
This is like casual. I'm going to go hang out, right?
Yeah.
You going somewhere after this?
I'm meeting a couple of my girlfriends for dinner, but aside from
okay.
That,
all right.
You know,
are you still going to tell us that same BS that there's no like man in your life?
I mean, you guys know by now. I never talk about any of that stuff because it's not very compelling.
So there is different answer than last time.
Okay, so there is a guy.
Yeah.
There is a guy.
There's lots of men.
Oh.
My dad, my brother.
No, come on. I mean, guys you're having sex with, not your dad and your brother.
That stuff's just not interesting.
Oh, it's very interesting.
No, it's really
who
not.
Who doesn't want to know who Bonnie Bernstein's dating?
Absolutely. Is it someone in the media?
Oh, Lord, no.
Oh, no, okay, all right, so is he
someone some financial person, a very successful money man?
I just, you know.
Is he a professional guy? Does he have a 9-to-5?
Doctor, lawyer?
No.
Wall Street?
I'm not getting into this, so. Mm.
Oh, come on.
Come on,
give us a hint.
It's interesting.
A television executive.
No.
Nobody. She would never be involved with those scum, I don't think, right? You know too much about them.
What have you guys been talking about today? Why are you in New York? Now, is this a regular thing?
Every other week we come up to New York for a couple
of
weeks.
Yes, because we're... Hello, pretty girl.
You're on in New York.
We're on live now. Right, yeah.
Well, you came up. This is a tough time. I'm sure people are happy to have you up here.
We were up here during the toughest of tough.
I heard one of your shows right after that, so I knew you were around.
Mm-hmm.
It's just... And you kind of get hit in both places, too, because you're in Washington or Northern Virginia or wherever, and up here, too. Right. So you've seen it from both ends.
How did your boyfriend react to the tragedy?
I was here.
Okay.
Ooh. How did your boyfriend react?
So he was worried.
You would have to talk to somebody else about that.
I have to talk to him about that?
But it's to think that a month has passed.
Yeah,
you know, and that so much has happened and life is so completely different. And I'm not sure that people who don't live in New York and don't live in D.C. can really relate. They feel the pain and they see the pictures on TV, but just to see how vastly different life is. And I mean, on the sports side, I did Jets Patriots the week after. You know, we skipped the week,
right.
And then the Jets were up in New England. And there was, well, for me, there was a lot more responsibility because I was dealing more with security, and God forbid if something happened, what were the evacuation procedures, and how many dogs were in the parking lot sniffing for bombs and all that stuff. And there was just kind of this calm fear that, you know, the reality is anything could happen now. This is a public place. There were 60,000 fans. And, you know, Boston was one of the cities because some of the flights took off from there that a lot of people were talking about. But now every single game I go to, the entire stadium sings the national anthem. And it is so moving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm down on the field and you've got 40, 50, 60,000 people singing the Star Spangled Banner. And, you know, you're all revved up for a football game, and the players are too, and you focus on football for those 3 hours or so. But right before, it just makes you think about how precious life is and how fortunate we all are.
And how lucky you are after the game to go home to those strong arms.
He's relentless.
Of whoever the man
we
is.
We hang with it, Doug.
In your life. I mean, it was impossible to break in. She's doing the whole thing about the tragedy.
Bonnie, let me explain something to you. We were here on the air that week. We were in, most of us got in Monday night before the 11th. And we did the whole show that week, and it was the serious bunch of shows that we did the whole week long because people wanted to do what you just did. Everybody wanted to purge, and it's strange because after that, you know, we felt that what we needed to do more than anything else was just get on with doing the.
Well, I think your job's the
irreverent show that we do.
I think your job and the Lettermans and the Lenos and those people of the world, the Saturday Night Lives,
we're the true heroes. Let's be honest,
absolutely. Have the most difficult job.
The true heroes.
I didn't call you heroes.
No. Yes, you wanted to. That's what you wanted to say. True American heroes.
During production meetings, you had to sit down and go, okay, well, what the heck do we do now?
Before that, someone once said to me, how can you be so funny and so sexy at the same time? And I said, you know, it's a delicate...
That wasn't me, was it?
Yeah, I remember when you said that to me. It's so difficult with that balancing act.
You're really so well-versed.
I know. It's incredible.
So is he older than you or younger than you?
I didn't even say I was dating anybody. You're, like, creating this thing in your mind.
And where do you get the idea that we have production meetings for this show? Have you ever heard this show? This
you know
show
what?
Is like,
you're right.
The show gets thrown on the air
you
like
just
pieces
walk
of...
walk in here and talk about whatever.
Just pieces of crap we throw against the wall.
I've seen you in a production meeting. You have a production meeting on the train when you bring out your little yellow post-it note.
Well, that doesn't count.
But I'm impressed by that with my work ethic. You don't know that, do you? When I watch you write your little notes, I think it's fantastic the way you set this up. Don't sell yourself short.
You might want to sit in a meeting with Marty Schottenheimer or two. Or so you might be able to offer some help.
Guaranteed. You know, I'll say this about you. I love you. You're relentless. You keep trying to move it back towards sports.
Oh, yeah.
And we like sports.
Well, what the heck do I do for a living?
But no, I know it's what you do for a living, but come on. We want to know about the real Bonnie Bernstein.
What do you want
to
know?
Well, I like to pull back the veil on all celebrities. Well, that's not an Afghan thing.
I'm not asking you the disgusting questions, the female-related questions. No. Just, you know, are you dating somebody? That's just yes or no.
Would there be a special someone in your life right now?
Sort of.
Man or woman? That's just my own private fantasy.
Question.
I'm sorry.
That's a fair question.
That's a male persuasion. Thank you.
Very male persuasion. Okay, thank you.
I haven't ventured in the other direction.
The fact that she's denying that is fun for me.
And the fact that you say you haven't ventured in that direction means it's not a closed door.
Right.
I've really never entertained the thought, to be truthful.
Bonnie, what is life but a series of experiments, anyway?
Well, yeah, but it's much more interesting to experiment with men for me.
Okay, all right, now see,
it works
now,
either way.
Look at that. Now, thank you, Bonnie.
Are you happy?
That's all we wanted.
Alone now?
Yes, you goddamn right we can be alone.
You're very fortunate because you came in during this gentleman's segment right here.
During the news.
This is Buzz Burbank. You know Buzz, don't
you? I know
you,
Buzz.
We're doing the news right now.
Buzz is a swinger. Really?
You know that he's a swinger?
I do now.
We ask you now. I swear to God. He and his wife have swapped.
Many, many years ago. Just an experimental phase, if you will.
Well, you wound up together still.
Yes. Oh, yeah, still.
Well,
after
so
a lot of time. It's easy to stay together when he can just, drive off with anybody he wants. No, it doesn't work quite like that.
I'm sure it's not like that.
Got to get her permission.
Oh, you should have seen, the girl he picked up in Queens last night.
Oh, incredible.
I think her name was Dee.
Yeah.
Lovely. Wait, what were you guys doing in Queens?
Bowling.
We have a bowling team.
Well, that's the cover.
Bowling?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dynamite's
Gutter Balls. They have bowling alleys in Manhattan, if you haven't noticed.
We might be bowling in Manhattan, but we go now to wherever the teams want to take us on.
They challenge us. Mm-hmm. So we went to Queens to play play bowling last night.
It's called servicing the market.
That's it. We got to break now. Can you stay in and do the news with us?
I can do the news.
Give
with you.
Exciting your real commentary on the news?
Sure.
Okay. And Buzz?
Yes.
Did you ever give us the news besides the
Bunker Buster?
The sexual device that's
that's the sexiest story I've heard during this whole
Bonnie's here. I just want to do that one again.
Excuse me. It's a bomb that reminds us of
baby,
a sexual
buddy,
device.
It's called a bunker buster. Uh-huh. It is a bomb that actually is 5,000 pounds. It burrows into a hole.
Drills
in there, and then once inside, explodes.
Does it have a bin Laden sensor?
I hope it does.
Yes.
If you get it, it goes into a hole.
It drills its way.
Well, it goes into a hole.
Into a cave. We were doing that whole thing with that.
It digs round and round, and then it gets to the bottom, and it
explodes.
Blows up.
How's that go again?
You got stuff everywhere. Splatters everywhere.
Let's get some flapjacks right now.
All the bomb juice.
She doesn't get it.
No, she doesn't. Okay, well, Bonnie's here from CBS. She's covering the Packers game there.
Yeah, hey
that
there.
That would be Packers, not Packers.
No, Packers.
It would be Packers.
No, it's Packers.
No, it would be Packers.
No, it's the Packers.
Trust
here.
Me when I tell you.
Okay,
it's
all right.
Packers.
The Packers. The Packers. The Brett Favre. She's doing the Packers-Ravens game this weekend, and we'll be back with more news with Buzz right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Cletus, what are you beating your gums about?
They can't fit all their junk in a G-string. Don and Mike.
Goddamn right. Let's do a call 100 at 877-365-3636. Please dial recklessly. We're joined by Bonnie Bernstein from CBS Sports. And now back to Buzz. And Bonnie, chime in whenever you have a comment about the news here.
Yeah, this is our newsman. You've met him before.
I'd be honored.
Name
for instance,
Buzz.
I'll put you on the spot right now. Okay. What's your thoughts on bin Laden?
His beard's too long. He needs to die.
Okay. There you go. That's the right.
She didn't have it right the first time, but there the second go. Answer was correct.
He needs to die.
Very
correct.
Good.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi. I wish the president good luck tomorrow as he tries to lead the nation's school children in a simultaneous recital of the Pledge of Allegiance in New York, for example. A lot of classrooms don't even have flags. Quoting the Board of Education president here, we were looking. We couldn't find any.
The nationwide recital is tomorrow at 2 Eastern. Forgive the TV networks. They know not what they do. They didn't think before airing the Osama bin Laden video that it might be chock full of coded messages.
Ever think that Jim Nance might be giving out some kind of coded messages? Certainly not.
Oh, you didn't know that?
Not to terrorists, but I mean, just like maybe to aliens or something?
Golf.
I've always been suspect of that constant blinking that he does. The blink of an
secret,
eye.
It's secret golf tips.
It's not twitching, it's Morse code. A blink, a hand gesture, a prop, even an article of clothing could have been calling other terrorists into action.
Wasn't he wearing a Rolex, too?
Yes, he was. Timex.
A Timex.
Rolex.
Triathlon Ironman.
God knows he could afford a few Rolexes, huh?
Now the networks have even agreed to screen Osama videos more carefully before airing them and not to air them in their entirety and to not air bin Laden's Arabic words, just the translation. They agreed to do this after the danger was called to their attention yesterday by National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice.
Why air even the translation?
But I mean, why not just backwards
just snippets?
Yet?
Yeah,
no. I mean, if they air them backwards, there's probably going to be some type of, you know.
It's, right, it's like Paul is dead.
Right.
It's like, you know, the, hey, Jude,
I buried Paul. They're lifting some of the restrictions on vehicles in parts of Lower Manhattan today, which is good news for restaurants and other businesses. But in Washington, new traffic restrictions are in effect, much to the surprise of city officials, who are again reminded they don't run the city, the federal government does.
Buzz, I'd like to point out again, just from the World is Inconveniencing Me department.
Yes?
66th Street is still blocked for no apparent reason.
Here in New York, yeah, I don't know.
No apparent reason. Regis. Can't figure it out.
Why?
It's Regis.
Don't know.
But it's because my apartment is by where they tape Who
the
Wants
Reebok
to Be a Millionaire.
Here too.
Yeah, the Reebok Club is by there. Yeah, but
Regis and Kelly.
It's a pain in the ass. I don't know why 66th Street is still blocked.
I don't know. In D.C., commercial trucks and buses are now banned from Constitution and Independence Avenues around the Capitol building. Pennsylvania Avenue is also affected with traffic moved to numbered and other state-named streets. Most of the legal ordeal is over for comedian Paula Poundstone. Bottom line, she can never again be a foster parent. She's also been ordered to stay off nightclub stages until she's finished rehab.
How about until she's funny?
She'll be on probation for 5 years.
How about until she wears a dress?
Yeah, she can never wear a man's suit again.
That's not going to happen. Spent 180 days of the rehab program. That's her status after pleading no contest to child endangerment charges. Her lawyer says Paula was drunk when she drove her foster kids and their friends for ice cream. Charges with the
tonight like to join me for some Ben and
they usually
Jerry's.
Go for Chinese when she's sober.
Maybe you thought it was cruel of Don and Mike to be cynical about Rush Limbaugh's hearing loss. You may have even been offended by their talk of a miracle cure.
No, Bob.
USA Today.
They don't pretty and just good on the NFL on TBS.
Make it dittos. USA Today. Very good. Quoting doctors who say surgery is possible to preserve and even improve the hearing Limbaugh still has.
See, here we go. This is where it's a scam, ladies and gentlemen. This is where, just be aware.
It's a ploy.
Be aware. He's going to get his hearing back.
I'm not really deaf.
God, it didn't take long, did it?
Nope.
It did not take
not
long.
Not at all. In sports tonight, Michael Jordan plays his first NBA game since he retired 3 years ago. It's an exhibition game that Jordan at first said he would not play, but he's changed his mind, as he often does. So tonight, he and the Washington Wizards play the Pistons in Detroit.
MJ. Darn like him.
Thank you, Rush.
Thank God.
Hey, I understand there's surgery now. You'll get your hearing back 100% and your ratings will go up.
It's a Christmas miracle.
Yaromir Yager's injury is not said to be serious,
but we
still don't know how long he'll be out. The Washington Capitals.
Washington Capitals luck. Yager. They get Yager. He hurts himself.
The new star player hurt his leg in last night's win. The October 28th game between the Giants and the Skins in Washington's been moved to an earlier start. Instead of 8:30, the game will appear on ESPN at 4:05 to make way for that night's coverage of World Series Game 2.
Mick Wee.
And finally, when I walked over hot coals for the Don and Mike show, my feet were not injured. That's the way it is for most people who try it, especially if they stand in some cool mud before and afterward and don't stay in one place too long on the coals.
I've got some cool mud in my underpants right now.
Congratulations, Rush.
This is Rush Limbaugh.
Mega dittos.
It didn't go that well at a bonding retreat for Burger King employees in Miami.
Oh.
One woman's feet got flame broiled. She had to go to the emergency room. The company had to bring in a doctor to treat the blisters on other employees' feet.
Flame broiled.
So much for having it your way.
Bada bing. Body burn, stay with the air.
Let's stop there.
No, go ahead, Buzz. Finish up. I mean, let's see if you can be fine.
No, I can't. A good ending's a good ending.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the workers were taken to the airport the next day by wheelchair. The organizer of the event says coals can burn as hot as 1,200 degrees. And quoting him, you're walking over hot coals. Something can happen.
There you go.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
You had come by earlier, we could have had more fun with you today. You know that, Bonnie?
Yeah, she improves the room.
More fun. You're welcome anytime. Bonnie Bernstein on the sidelines this weekend for the Green Bay Packers.
Packers. In Lambeau Field.
And the Ravens. That's on CBS. Also, our thanks to Mick Foley. His Halloween book is available in stores now. Oh, tomorrow. Hey, we were just talking about the psychotic Jim Nance. Nancy will be on the show tomorrow.
Fantastic.
Also tomorrow, another free trip to Iceland, and we're going to do the Larry King Daddy Day, Daughter Day.
Yes, we will be laughing through that entire book.
In its entirety. That is on tomorrow's episode. Now a call number 100. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
This is Donna Mike Show.
Yeah, who's this?
Michael.
Hey, who's this?
Michael.
Michael, are you a man?
No.
Are you a kid?
Yes.
How old are you, Michael?
13.
Michael, you got a call and you got hair down there.
Yes, Mommy shouldn't let you listen.
Thank you. Sorry, Michael. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Send him a Happy Meal or something, Robbie. Hello, Donna Mike.
I'm caller 100.
Yeah, we got that rule. You got to be 18.
Yeah, 18 to listen.
Hey, what's your name? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, what's your name?
James.
James, where are you from?
I'm from New Jersey.
Call 100, James. You won the Mind of the Merry Man prize pack. Mind of the Merry Man on HBO. Watch it tonight at 9 Eastern, 8 Central. And also our favorite beer, Corona. You've won the Corona prize pack. Ice cold Corona, extra Corona light. Relax and enjoy a Corona. Thank you, my friend.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Don had the most strike stutter balls rule. Adolf Hitler was so gay, he sucked on many blonde, young, firm, Aryan, hateful, erect, youthful, brown-shirted, nubile, trembling, bleeding, eager, willing, flag-waving, obedient, wide-eyed Nazi ass he called his bitches.
Yeah. That was very nice.
Very nice.
You don't even understand that, do you, Bonnie?
I have no idea.
Just as well.
Please be joining Mr. Mike O'Mara. Thank you. Please be joining Mr. Mike O'Mara Friday, tomorrow, 4 to 6, at the Fair Oaks Golf Park for the million-dollar hole-in-one shootout.
That's tomorrow?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. I'll
great
be there.
Fun.
You
with
need
a,
to be there.
Great fun with a great man. And our trip to New York is sponsored by Amtrak. The Amtrak promise, satisfaction guarantee. Call 1-800-USA-RAIL. Bonnie, always a pleasure. Thank you for
pleasure
coming
is
by.
Mine, gentlemen.
Love you. See you on TV this weekend. Thank
worldwide.
You. And goodbye, Buzz.
Thank you. Goodbye, Don.
Thank you. Goodbye, Mike.
Thank you. Goodbye, Don.
And now, Rob,
Blimey.
Please do that thing just like Sydney, Tyler Moore.
You might just
Bonnie?
Put that on your CBS show, Bonnie.
Oh, that pales in comparison.
Okay, we will see you tomorrow.
So long.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.